delicious top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, we are 4 days from the biggest election of our lifetime, and it's back. One last chance. This time it's more important than ever. Get 47% off your new Daily Wire Plus annual membership with code FIGHT. Then make sure you're with us on election night. Our full coverage starts 6 p.m. Eastern. And yes, we will be live all night long until we have a winner. So maybe we'll be there until, like, you know, Saturday. Giving real coverage in real time on the night it really matters. Go to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code FIGHT for 47% off your new Daily Wire Plus membership. And be here to watch history unfold live on Tuesday. Well, there's going to be a lot of stress that night because, as it turns out, this election is unbelievably close. And people ask me all the time, who do I think is going to win? Listen, my gut says that Donald Trump is going to win. And then sometimes in the darker moments, your gut says the other way. But I'm just going to give you the data because the data matters a lot more than whatever my gut says. So right now, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average, the national polling average, Donald Trump is up on Kamala Harris 48.4 to 48.1. It's a dead heat. If you look at the battleground states, Trump has opened up a bit of a lead in Georgia. He seems to be up about 2.6 points in Georgia. He's up 1.4 in North Carolina. He is up 2.4 in Arizona. Okay, the most likely scenario right now is that he wins all of the so-called Sun Belt states, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona. There's a good shot that he picks up Nevada as well. And that takes him to 268. If he were to lose the other swing states, if he were to lose Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris would then win the election 270 to 268 in the Electoral College. Now, the good news is that right now, if you look at the Real Clear Politics polling average in Pennsylvania, Trump has had some late-breaking activity there. He's up just a little bit. Echelon Insights actually says he's up more than a little bit. They say he's up maybe 5 points in Pennsylvania. But you're also seeing countervailing data coming in terms of the early voting. Now, I warned you yesterday not to look at the early voting as dispositive. It doesn't tell you all that much. We don't have good comps. We don't know whether the early voting is cannibalizing the day of voting. We don't even know whether the people who are voting in the name of the Democratic Party are voting for Democrats. We just know that they're registered Democrats who are, in fact, voting. And so you're seeing a lot of mixed data. So the GOP is outperforming its early voting data from 2020. They're performing a little bit behind their early voting data in 2016. The Washington Post says the 2024 election has set records for pre-election day votes. Republicans are increasingly excited about numbers that show their side has embraced early voting much more than it did in 2020. Elon Musk has gone so far as to predict these numbers spell victory for Donald Trump, but there are a lot of reasons not to overinterpret the data that Musk and his allies are citing, including the fact that 2020 had an extraordinary number of mail-in ballots, that some early votes, again, are cannibalizing the day of balloting, and we actually don't know who people are voting for. So the early indicators are that Kamala Harris is lagging in the black vote in North Carolina. Also, there are some indicators that Trump is lagging in the early vote with seniors in Pennsylvania. According to Politico, they say that is a warning sign. In Pennsylvania, where voters over the age of 65 have cast nearly half of the early ballots, registered Democrats account for about 58% of votes cast by seniors compared to 35% for Republicans. That's despite both parties having roughly equal numbers of registered voters age 65 and older. Now, that partisan gap is narrower than it was in 2020. Okay, so Trump didn't lose the state of Pennsylvania by very much in 2020. So again, way too early to tell, based on any of the early voting, what the hell is going on. The only state where early voting really matters all that much is Nevada, and Trump is running stronger than expected in Nevada right now. Now, I do have to paint for you the worst-case scenario for the country. Okay, so here's the worst-case scenario for the country. The worst case scenario for the country is that the scenario that I laid out a few moments ago turns out to be the actual final scenario, that Trump wins Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Nevada. He gets to 268, and then Kamala Harris gets to 270. There's one major, major problem with this. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at Prize Picks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on Prize Picks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. Prize Picks is the place to go. Again, download that Prize Picks app today and use Coach Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. The major problem with this is that the Electoral College count right now is flawed, deeply flawed. If you go back to the 2020 census, what you will find is that the 2020 census radically overcounted citizens in blue states and radically undercounted citizens in red states. This is not speculation. The Census Bureau has acknowledged as much. The Census Bureau has now acknowledged that 14 states had significant miscounts in the 2020 census. Significant miscounts in the 2020 census. We are talking being like 5% off in terms of the population. So why exactly does that matter? Well, the reason that matters is because that is how you allocate both congressional seats and Electoral College votes. The states that were undercounted were nearly all red states, and the states that were overcounted were nearly all blue states. And that was under the Trump administration. That was Wilbur Ross, who's the Commerce Secretary, who did a crap job. And then it turns out afterward, it's very hard to change the sort of result of the census. And the person who could change the result of the census is Gina Raimondo, who, of course, is a Democrat working for the Biden administration. The overcounted states are Hawaii, Delaware, Rhode Island, Minnesota, New York, and Massachusetts. Those are among the overcounted states. Okay, there are a few others. Those states all, again, went for Joe Biden. Undercounted states were Texas, Illinois, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Only one of those, Illinois, voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Now, again, the census is not an exact science. It's very difficult to count every single person. Some people don't answer the phone. Some people don't answer the door when you knock or whatever. But this makes a huge difference. Why? Because if the count had been properly done, the state of Florida would have had two more electoral college votes. The state of New York would have had one fewer electoral college votes. The state of Texas would have had one more electoral college vote. In all, somewhere between 7 and 9 electoral college votes would have gone to red states that are currently residing in blue states. Okay, that is just a fact. Okay, and because that is the case, wow. I mean, worst case scenario for the country is that. Worst case scenario for the country is Kamala Harris narrowly wins, and that then opens the door to this question being asked, because it is pretty clear at that point the electoral college count is wrong. I'm just painting a nightmare scenario for all y'all, which is why it's important that Trump needs to win. Not just because I think Trump should win, but for the sanguinity of the country, Trump really, really needs to win, which means he needs to win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Get out there and vote. If you are a Republican, if you are an independent who is voting for Trump, if you're a low propensity voter and you don't know whether you should vote, go and vote. Every single vote in Pennsylvania is going to count. Whatever doubts you have about President Trump, understand that Kamala Harris as president is much, much, much worse. Well, Democrats are becoming desperate, and they are trotting out their last line of defense, the celebrities. Yes, it's celebrity time. Now, it's always been bewildering to me that Democrats really believe that celebrities are really going to move the needle in a major way in favor of their party. It has never worked in my lifetime. Barack Obama didn't need the celebrities. He was a celebrity. Hillary Clinton tried the celebrities and failed. Joe Biden really didn't have much by the way of sort of celebrity endorsements, because that entire campaign was run from a basement. Well, now Kamala Harris is calling on all her friends from Hollywood to cut endorsements for her. So the members of the cast of The Avengers decided to cut a commercial that is indeed the weirdest commercial ever. And they literally end this commercial, as you'll notice, by shouting "down with democracy" as they say that Kamala Harris should be the president, which is weird.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Avengers.
Hey, Scarlet.
Jumping on the call.
Whoa.
I think you mean assembling.
Assembling.
Don, that's pretty good. No, that was funny.
Scarlet, it is our pleasure to come together and to get the vote out this election.
Yeah, how can we be of service?
Well, how about we start with what our voting plans are going to be, who we're going to bring to the polls with us, that sort of thing.
I think Kamala Harris needs a catchphrase.
Ooh, yes, definitely a catchphrase.
How about this? I'm just off the top of my head. I can do this all day. Shut up.
I hate it.
Okay.
I mean, it's original, but...
What about something punchier like, ooh, boom.
You looking for this?
Iron Man 2, everybody loved it.
Okay, again, I think we're just trying to get out the vote.
Kamala forever.
That's better.
Okay, how about I'm down with democracy? It's just clean, simple.
Okay, I like that.
It's hard to argue with that.
Kamala Harris, down with democracy.
Oh, yeah. I'm Kamala Harris, and I say down with democracy.
I don't know if that sounds the way we want it to sound, though.
I think we just need, can we get some production, though?
Jarvis? My name's not Jarvis, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Down with democracy.
Down with democracy.
Is that what we mean, though?
Yeah, together we're going to tear down democracy.
Will you stop playing heroic music under yourselves?
I'm Kamala Harris, and I am down with democracy. Did I sound enough like her?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. You gonna vote based on that? You gonna listen to Mark? I hate Jews Ruffalo. Those are the people? Who you're going to go out with? All right, I suppose. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, a couple years back, I was tossing and turning all night. Then I decided to try a Helix mattress. Let me tell you, it is a game changer. So here's what's great about Helix. They have 20 different mattresses. They've got the Lux for your fancy types, the Elite for the extra fancy. They've got the Helix Plus for the big fellas, you know, the kind of dudes who love to eat beef but really hate soy. Now, you might be thinking, Ben, how do I know which one is right for me? The answer is you take that Helix Sleep quiz. It's quick, it's easy, it takes less than 2 minutes. I took the quiz myself. I was matched with a medium firm mattress, which is perfect because if the mattress is too soft, I get back pain. Here's another great thing about Helix. They ship your personalized mattress directly to your door free of charge. No dealing with mattress salesmen who are about as trustworthy as legacy media fact checkers. And get this, they give you 100 nights to try it out. Plus, there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So if you want to sleep as soundly as I do, head on over to helixsleep.com/Ben and take that sleep quiz. Plus, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders for our listeners. Just go to helixsleep.com/Ben. That's helixsleep.com/Ben. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. It wasn't just the cast of The Avengers. There's also J-Lo out there on the campaign trail. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hi, this is Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Lindebot. Join us Monday as we welcome Enjoy the Magazine and find out the latest of what's happening in the North State. Also joining us is the representatives from the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen the 9th of November in the city of Shasta Lake. Find out how many entries and who's going to be there. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Five.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Jenny from the Block was apparently out on the campaign trail for Kamala Harris. She apparently was incredibly offended as a Puerto Rican woman, very offended by Tony Hinchcliffe. See, before that, she was going to vote for Trump. But then afterward, she was really offended, and now she's going to vote for Kamala Harris. Oh, wait. Well, here she was at a rally for Kamala Harris. Ooh, boy.
At Madison Square Garden, he reminded us who he really is and how he really feels. It wasn't just Puerto Ricans that were offended that day, okay? It was every Latino in this country. It was humanity and anyone of decent
humanity.
Character.
Humanity.
I am not here
wow.
to trash anyone or bring them down. I know what that can feel like, and I wouldn't do it to my worst enemy. Or even when facing the biggest adversary I think America has internally ever had. But over Kamala Harris's entire career, she has proven us, to us, who she is.
So when I have questions about character, the first person I go to is a woman who dated Diddy. That is the very first person I go to. I think that her judgment is stellar on humans. Jennifer Lopez, just absolutely spot on, always and forever. Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, is now breaking the law, so that's exciting. Jimmy Kimmel is so excited for Kamala Harris that he's actually violating the law. And here he was the other night. Doing just that.
If you can vote early, vote early. If you can't vote early, vote on time. If you want to vote for Trump, vote late. Vote very late. Do your voting on Thursday or maybe Friday.
Okay, so that's a joke. The problem is that the Department of Justice actually prosecuted a man named Douglas Mackey, you'll recall, back in October of 2023 for this exact same joke. Mackey had a Twitter audience of 58,000 followers. And he had tweeted out and texted out some information suggesting that black voters should show up late for the election. Okay, the problem, and they prosecuted him. He went to jail. Jimmy Kimmel can do it, and apparently no problem at all. But the desperation is setting in for the Democratic Party. They're looking for a closing argument. They've tried the Tony Hinchcliffe argument. I don't think it's going to carry a lot of weight because, again, Tony Hinchcliffe is a roast comedian. That's literally what he does. So their latest attempt comes courtesy of President Trump himself. So President Trump was talking about Liz Cheney. He was out on the campaign trail with Tucker Carlson last night in Glendale, Arizona. And he started talking about Liz Cheney. And here is what he had to say.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter. But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
Okay, so you know full on what he's saying right there. Now, I actually don't like this argument. I think the chicken hawk argument was crap when it was trotted out against George W. Bush and all of his supporters back in the 2000s. I think it's crap now. I don't think that congressmen are sitting there and being like, well, it's not me, so I'm just going to send troops. Hey, the reality is that there are wide differences of opinion among people who have served in the military about foreign policy and people who have not served in the military about foreign policy. So I don't like the chicken hawk argument because I think it's specious, empty, and foolish. But that is not that's not the rip on Trump. Okay, what they are ripping on Trump for saying is the part where he said, quote, let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her. They're claiming that he wants her assassinated. Okay, I'm sorry, that's just bullshit. It's not true. It's just not true. It's not real. Trump is not calling for the killing of Liz Cheney. He is clearly making the exact same argument the entire left made about the entire right during the period 2002 to 2008, in which they said, you guys are really sanguine about sending troops into harm's way, but very few of you have served in the military. And it would be totally different if you were on the front lines with barrels trained at you. And Michael Moore used to make this argument all the time. This is a Cindy Sheehan argument. This was a Code Pink argument. And I understand that some aspects of the Code Pink argument have been adopted by some parts of the right, but that doesn't mean that the argument is for assassination. But that's not how they're treating it. So Liz Cheney then put out a statement saying, this is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death. We cannot entrust our country and our freedom to a petty, vindictive, cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. Okay, it's just bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, it's not my fault that you guys can't speak English or that you're being radically dishonest by taking President Trump out of context there to pretend that he's calling. The headline at Drudge today is Trump calls for Cheney's execution. That's not remotely true. It's just not true. World in shock. That's literally the headline over at Drudge today. Trump says Liz Cheney, this is from The Express, Trump says Liz Cheney should be shot in the face by nine guns in sickening fantasy. Donald Trump has caused controversy by suggesting Liz Cheney should have guns trained on her face in an alarming firing squad fantasy. That's not what he said. It's not remotely what he said. And this is the stupidest game. And they're playing this game, like, full time. They're finding stuff that Trump says that is actually unobjectionable on its face. You can disagree with the argument, but the actual language is being skewed and twisted in order to achieve something that Trump never said. They're also doing this with another quote that he said the other day. So we're going to play the quote. Basically, they're claiming that Trump is now trying to force down his will on women. So here is President Trump talking about protecting women. Okay, they're making this into a national issue, too.
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. So why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said. They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
This has now been taken out of context to suggest that Trump is forcing himself on the women. So this is a desperation play. He's forcing himself. He literally says, I want to protect the women, whether that is a popular message with women or whether it is not a popular message with women. Now, you can argue with the political common sense of saying something like that from the podium. He is not arguing that he wants to do something to women against their will. He is saying, I'm saying, I want to protect women. And if women like that message, so be it. If they don't like that message, so be it. But that is my message. He's specifically talking here about protecting women from the predations of illegal immigrant criminals. That was the context of what he's talking about right there. So what did the media do? What does Kamala Harris do? She plucks that right out of context. And then she suggests that Trump is trying to force himself on women again. It's basically like Trump is verbally raping people or some such nonsense. Here is Kamala Harris being ridiculous.
Listen, it actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies. And this is just the latest on a series of reveals by the former president of how he thinks about women and their agency. Whether he has said, as he has, that women should be punished for their choices, whether he has talked about his pride in taking away a fundamental right from women, whether it be how he has actually created a situation in America where now one in three women lives in a Trump abortion ban state and has legal restrictions on the right she rightly should have to make decisions about her own body.
You know how far you have to go to get there? So far. Okay? To get to, Trump is trying to cram down things on women. That's what he means by this. No, that's clearly not what he meant by that, and you are lying. And the desperate party here has to lie. They have to lie. All right, coming up, Democrats need white women to vote for them. That's the whole pitch. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely, enchanting interview.
It
wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCAA.
NR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
95-6895.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats need white women to vote for them, but they don't seem to understand relations between men and women very well. But it's also very clear what Democrats are doing, right? Democrats are relying extraordinarily heavily on the white female vote. That is what this entire election is about for Democrats. If they can get enough white ladies out to vote, single white ladies mostly, then they believe they'll win the election. If they can't, they'll lose. Because they are afraid they're not going to get the sort of minority turnout that they got under Barack Obama. It'll look more like Biden 2020 or even Hillary 2016. And that means you really need to pump up that white female vote. It's not me saying that. That's the New York Times. Quote, armed with a clipboard and campaign literature, Liz Minnelli strolled through a neighborhood in New Hope, Pennsylvania, optimistic that by the end of the day, her door knocking, the small town would live up to its name for Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign. There wasn't a political yard sign in sight, which Ms. Minnelli, who had only recently become a Democratic activist, took to mean she might find some persuadable voters. When a blonde woman in a Villanova sweatshirt answered one door with a broad smile, Ms. Minnelli, a Villanova graduate, thought aloud, "This is my lady." The woman, a 52-year-old Republican, was eager to talk, even though Ms. Minnelli's voter list had highlighted her daughter, an independent. Ms. Minnelli tried to steer the conversation toward reproductive rights, but eventually it circled back to the women's fears that migrants would bring violent crime to her wealthy Philadelphia suburb. The woman thanked Ms. Minnelli for civil conversation, but her mind was unchanged. She would be voting for former President Donald Trump. The episode reflected the obstacles white women who support Ms. Harris are confronting as they try to persuade their ideological diverse counterparts to join her cause, an effort that could potentially decide the election. White women are the country's largest voting demographic, making up about 30% of the electorate, and they consistently turn out at very high rates. They tend to swing in larger numbers toward the Republican in presidential elections, including in the last two contests for Donald Trump. So she's trying to reach out to white women. But the problem is that Kamala Harris and her campaign really tends to think of women in a bizarre way, particularly in how women think about men. Truly, it's strange. There's a fair bit of evidence for this. So, first of all, there is this kind of undercurrent in much of the Democratic campaign literature and much of what they're saying that women and men are sort of weirdly enemies, which is not true and should not be true. And no functioning society can survive on that basis. Men and women are not enemies. Men and women are counterparts. That is the basis for all human reproduction and rearing of children. A society in which men and women are enemies is a society doomed for destruction. It seems fairly commonsensical. Nothing particularly controversial about that. But the way the Democrats perceive women is that they are victims of the patriarchy, that men are constantly attempting to make women subservient. This is how they talk about women. Now, I don't think most women in America perceive men that way. I really don't. I think maybe there's a subset of women who perceive men that way. And if so, either they're wrong or they've had bad experiences with bad men, which I get. You have bad experiences with a person, you tend to generalize that experience, very human response. But the reality is that most women kind of like men, and most men kind of like women. Again, the fact that any of this is remotely controversial is beyond me. But that's not how Democrats think about it. So yesterday, Mark Cuban, who has, I would say, been a pretty tremendously awful surrogate for the Kamala Harris campaign, he was appearing on The View with a bunch of women who I will say are not particularly intelligent. Okay, this is not a place you go if you're looking for IQ points. These folks ain't solving Rubik's Cubes over there. And Mark Cuban shows up and he says, the problem with Trump is he doesn't want to be around smart, intelligent women. Here we go, just demeaning every woman who would associate with Trump or vote for Trump, basically.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him.
You never see him around strong, intelligent women, which is weird because his administration was staffed with them. Nikki Haley, who then ran against him, was his UN ambassador. Today, his campaign manager is Susie Wiles. Many of his campaign surrogates are women. His press secretary, Kellyanne Conway, was a woman. It turns out that he's constantly surrounded by intelligent and strong women. I mean, look at the campaign. I've dealt with the campaign many times. Many of the people I've dealt with are female. It's a ridiculous statement. And, of course, it was taken as ridiculous by many of the Republican women who are part of the Trump campaign. Representative Elise Stefanik from New York. She called on Cuban to apologize, of course.
Just one day after Joe Biden smeared 250 million Americans as garbage, now Mark Cuban, Kamala Harris's top ally, says no strong and intelligent women support Trump. It's a disgrace, and Kamala Harris stays silent. She must be defeated in 5 days to save America. I'm proud to be the highest-ranking woman in the United States Congress. When I ran, I was the youngest woman ever elected. I'm the most senior woman on the House Armed Services Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, and I proudly am voting and endorse President Trump. Save America in 5 days. Vote Trump.
Okay, again, not uncommon. Lots of women are going to vote for Donald Trump. But there is this prevailing opinion among Democrats that women who vote for Trump are being intimidated into it by the men around them. That is the message of this ad that has now made all sorts of waves, this Julia Roberts-produced ad about women voting. So, again, this ad has become subject of a thousand think pieces at this point. The ad was produced by Vote Common Good, a nonprofit organization aimed at mobilizing religious voters. Now, the problem is, I'm not sure the people who produced this ad have ever met a religious voter. Truly. Because what they seem to think is that men and women who are religious, if they're married, basically the woman is a handmaid's tale victim of the man. She could never just have an open conversation about politics with her husband. She might not agree with her husband about politics all the time, but she would never say so. And by the way, the core assumption here, which is that tons and tons of married women actually are secretly being cudgeled into their political opinions by their husbands. Maybe they agree with their husbands, or maybe their husbands agree with them. As it turns out, married couples tend to vote alike. You know why? Because they tend to share everything else, too. My wife and I, we vote party line, Shapiro party line, meaning we vote exactly the same way on everything. Want to know why? Because we share a set of values. We had to decide on those values when we decided to build our home and raise our kids. And so it should not be a shock that our values quite identically reflect one another. That's why we have such a solid marriage. A solid marriage is predicated on the grounding of similar values. Those will manifest in voting. But again, the basic idea for Democrats very often is that women and men are at odds. And that means that basically women in religious households are being shoved into closets like the Taliban. Well, not quite like the Taliban, because the Democrats like the Taliban enough to have handed an entire country over to them, but kind of like the Taliban. And that basically a woman escapes the home, she winks at the other subservient handmaid's tale women, and then they vote for Kamala Harris. This is just a fantasy. This is not how male-female relations work, particularly within marriage.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose, you can vote any way you want, and no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Waltz.
A female solidarity in our crap marriages where we can't have conversations with our husbands. It's so trite. It's such a trite misunderstanding of how male-female relations work. Now, again, I'm sure there are many couples that vote differently, and that's fine. But again, the underlying idea here is that the husband is going to, like, if he finds out she voted for Kamala, he's going to go home and beat the out of her or something. Like, that's the underlying message of that ad. And in fact, this is something the Democrats have actively been attempting to push. I saw some tweets the other day from members of the Democratic Get Out the Vote structure saying that they had trained their Get Out the Vote specialists, the door knockers, that if they were talking to a woman and the husband came to the door, they were to quietly leave because they didn't want to actually have the woman be victimized by her husband in an incident of domestic violence. This is not how male-female relationships work. And by the way, if you think this is how male-female relationships work, you are contributing to the downfall of Western civilization, truthfully. If you think that males and females are constantly at odds, and the only reason a wife and a husband might vote similarly is not because they share values and a life that they've built together, but because the male is bullying the woman, so the woman has to secretly, quietly, form a solidarity committee among the Stepford wives, and then rebel against the evil patriarchal husbands. It's really kind of sad, honestly. Really kind of sad. It's not just that Democrats don't understand a lot of women. They also don't understand men. So, for example, Sarah Haynes over on The View, again, repository of much human stupidity. She was very upset that President Trump had gotten in a garbage truck and driven it around, which was a hilarious campaign stunt after Joe Biden called all of Trump's supporters garbage, which is, in fact, what happened. We'll get to that in a moment. Sarah Haynes She says it's just sad that Trump is appealing to men by being in a garbage truck.
I think it's really sad that he's appealing to the working man, like the blue-collar worker. Mm-hmm. With the garbage truck, I know that was about garbage, but it was also he wants to look like he can rub elbows at a McDonald's, and he does all these things. The people that will be hurt the most, while he was a president, he cut, he reduced by millions the number of workers, and this is most, this is blue-collar workers who would become eligible for overtime pay. Mm-hmm. In 2025, it goes even further.
Yeah.
And he wants to take away what 40 hours after 40 hours would normally earn you time and a half. He wants to take that away from workers. The reason Elon Musk is with him is someone like Elon Musk benefits from him.
Of course.
It is the working people that are falling for this. Not all, but the blue-collar working man is the one falling for this.
Okay, who do you think respects garbage men more, Donald Trump or Sarah Haynes? Okay, the reason that men resonate to this is because they know that Donald Trump doesn't hate them and think of garbage men as people doing a ridiculous job that's for dullards and all this kind of thing. And by the way, the idea that Donald Trump is attempting to harm the working man. Wages went up under Donald Trump, inflation adjusted. They were stagnated under Joe Biden. It's that simple. But, of course, again, Democrats do not understand men, which is presumably why the irrepressibly stupid Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, the queen of moral vacuity, has now suggested that Doug Emhoff is a great example of masculinity. Man, oh man.
We've had a lot of, like, poor examples, I think, of masculinity and men. But Doug really is the contrast of that. He knows that by lifting up women, he's also lifting up himself and the men around him.
So if Doug Emhoff is what Democratic women think is what a good man looks like, I can understand why maybe they're at odds with men if that's what they think. If they think Doug Emhoff is like the best that masculinity has to offer, I can see why they think that women might be like afraid of their boyfriends who allegedly beat the shit out of them. Or that they might be, you know, disquieted with their husbands who might be shtipping the nanny, impregnating her, and possibly paying for her abortion. I can see why they might be anti-male if the people they surround themselves with are, you know, like Doug Emhoff. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, PrizePicks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, PrizePicks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. PrizePicks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at PrizePicks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on PrizePicks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that PrizePicks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on PrizePicks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. PrizePicks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. PrizePicks is the place to go. Again, download that PrizePicks app today and use Coach Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Already coming up, Joe Biden, after calling Trump supporters garbage, had the White House transcript changed, which is illegal. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, it turns out that both the crime and the cover-up are bad. Joe Biden called Trump supporters garbage and then tried to cover it up by changing the transcript, which was kind of illegal. This would be about the garbage comment, to include an apostrophe that clearly was not there. According to the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump, drawing objections from the federal workers who document such remarks for posterity, according to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained Thursday by the Associated Press. Biden created an uproar earlier this week when he suggested that Trump supporters were garbage. The transcript released by the White House press office, however, rendered the quote with an apostrophe, reading supporters with an apostrophe before the S, rather than supporters without the apostrophe, which aides said pointed to Biden criticizing Hinchcliffe. The change was made after the press office conferred with the president, according to an internal email from the head of the stenographer's office that was obtained by the AP. So that's illegal. You're not allowed to go back and actually change what the White House stenographer wrote in order to help yourself. But that's precisely what the Biden White House did. Because here's the thing. The Biden White House, the rest of the Democratic Party, Biden said the thing. It's called a Kinsey gaffe, okay, where you actually say the thing that you mean and call it a gaffe. He said the thing. Okay, the thing is that people on the left truly believe that Trump supporters are fascists and Nazis and garbage, which is why none of this, it all rings hollow when they talk about unity. So this is Kamala's closing pitch. Her closing pitch is that she's a moderate seeking unity, and no one believes this. Here she was, for example, yesterday talking about moving forward and the importance of moving forward as opposed to backward, which is backwards from the forward, which should just be standing where you are. So you've got to move forward, not three-word, forward.
You know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy. What we are looking at is a difference in this election. Let's move forward and see where we are.
Okay, moving forward, guys. Moving forward. Also, she's about bringing people together. Did you know that? Very much about bringing people together. Here she was talking about it yesterday.
I do believe that this is a choice about two very different directions for our country. And the choice being offered by Donald Trump is about going backward, about a constant emphasis on degrading the American people and our capacity, versus a track that is about bringing the country together.
She is going to bring the country together. Also, apparently, according to her weird and kooky running mates, and Walls, Joe Biden was very clear that he only meant that one Trump supporter was garbage.
Did the president's garbage comments that he made, did it damage this campaign?
No, he clarified what he was saying. He was very clear about that. What mattered last night was the vice president's positive vision of going to America, you know, to all Americans, being a president for all Americans, and that's where we're at. So, no, certainly not.
That's not what he said. Well, I mean, he sort of did. President Trump for his party is like, you know, Kamala keeps talking about unity, but I notice they call me a fascist a lot.
You know, she talks about unity. Oh, unity, unity. Oh, yeah, unity. By the way, he's like Hitler. He reminds me of Hitler. He's a fascist. She's talking about we're going to have unity, and then she calls me a fascist in the next sentence. This is the worst unifier.
Hey, he is right about that, of course. See, here's the thing. The actual Kamala Harris closing ad was pretty much cut by a group called Seed the Vote. Okay, S-E-E-D, Seed the Vote. Okay, they cut this ad using AI, and this is supposed to be a warning from the future if you vote for Donald Trump. This is what the Democrats actually think about Republicans. Okay, this is the quiet part out loud. It is also one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Here we go.
We weren't always like this.
These people sitting in
garbage. We had a beautiful life. The best parties. The most beautiful friends.
Yeah, they're at a rave, by the way.
We thought it was just another election. So a lot of us didn't vote. Why bother? Everyone knew the system was rigged. Many of us even voted for them. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, Elon Musk. He does not look
but we didn't like Democrats back then. We were angry about the vaccine mandate and how they handled the war in Gaza and the way they wanted to censor free speech on the internet.
They want unquestioned obedience.
So what did we end up doing? We voted for the guys who openly said they wanted to imprison dissenters and use the military against their political opponents.
Guys, get ready. Here it comes. It's going to get real weird now.
So yeah, we were wrong on that. Big time. When Trump got sick and died, Vance was 39 years old when he became president. 30 years later, he's still president today. And with the Supreme Court on his side, they gave him dictatorial powers. They took away women's reproductive rights.
With Russian language and background.
And removed the minimum.
Outlawed contraception.
Then we had repression of dissent. AI surveillance of everything you did or said on a level we can't imagine.
Now.
The government under Vance, Peter Thiel, and Elon Musk set up concentration camps for illegal immigrants, then legal immigrants, then even homeless people.
Homeless people? Wow.
They finally admitted climate change was real. But it was too late. Florida sank into the Gulf, and the West burned.
The entire state of Florida.
And cities across the country.
The entire West.
Became uninsurable, then uninhabitable. Musk and Thiel
across the country,
poured
like
all
Iowa.
Resources into artificial intelligence so they and their friends could become immortal.
Immortal? Wow.
I don't know what happened to them. But I know what happened to us.
People sitting around like a campfire outside of Chicago. That is the best commercial I've ever seen. By which I mean that is horrifying. That is it. Okay, so if that's your closing pitch, is that Donald Trump is going to die, and then J.D. Vance, who apparently is bearded Hitler, is going to take over and promptly, with Elon Musk and Peter Thiel, imprison all dissenters, make themselves immortal, allow the entire state of Florida to sink under the Gulf. By the way, it's not how climate change works, my friends. It's incremental. It happens over a long period of time, and you can build these things called seawalls. All of New Orleans is below sea level. This is their final pitch. And then you wonder why people aren't buying it. Maybe people aren't buying it. Because you're being crazy. You need to take your clonazepam. What is wrong with you people? Stop it. Just stop it. You're being stupid and crazy. That's why. All you had to do was be not stupid and crazy, and you couldn't stop yourselves. You were stupid and crazy. Yeah, good luck with that final pitch. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. Now, that'll be the day before the biggest election of our lifetime. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The latest polling in battleground states and the country overall show former President Donald Trump taking a lead over Vice President Kamala Harris as Election Day draws closer. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
In key battleground states like Arizona and Nevada, Trump leads Harris 48% to 47%. Conversely, the Democratic nominee leads the Republican candidate 48 to 47% in New Mexico and Colorado. One poll has them tied in Pennsylvania, another has Trump leading there, and two other polls have Harris ahead. Harris leads Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and one poll has her leading multiple candidates in Virginia. North Carolina, still recovering from hurricane damage, sees Trump leading the vice president 50 to 47%, and a new poll from Tip Insights has Trump leading Harris by 1 point, 49 to 48% nationwide. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Supreme Court has allowed Pennsylvania to count contested provisional ballots, rejecting a Republican plea.
The Supreme Court rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans that could have led to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania. The justices left in place a state Supreme Court ruling that election officials must count provisional ballots cast by voters whose mail-in ballots were rejected. The ruling is a victory for voting rights advocates who had sought to force counties, primarily Republican-controlled counties, to let voters cast provisional ballot on Election Day if they had realized that their mail-in ballot was to be rejected for various garden-variety errors, including missing signatures or dates. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at townhall.com, Lebanese health authorities say Israel has launched dozens of intense airstrikes across Lebanon's northeastern farming villages earlier today, killing at least 52 people, wounding 72 others. In central Gaza, Palestinians recovered the bodies of 25 in a barrage of airstrikes. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th, so call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number, 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE, 844-41-BIBLE.
As the leaves change from green to gold and brown and the daylight hours start to get shorter, it's time to roll back the clocks. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on daylight savings time ending this weekend.
The good news, we get an extra hour of sleep when we turn the clocks back an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday. The bad news is, it'll be much darker by later afternoon in most parts of the United States. Some health groups, including the American Medical Association, want to do away with the twice-a-year time changes, saying just staying with standard time and aligning with the sun's patterns is better for the human body. Two states, Arizona and Hawaii, don't change the clocks. They stay on standard time. Daylight saving time returns March 9th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find breaking news and analysis, more headlines, and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Federal government is handing out $2.4 billion in railroad grants.
The grants will help pay for 122 projects nationwide.
with more than half of the money going to smaller railroads. The grants will go to projects across 41 states and Washington, D.C. Most of the money will go to track and bridge upgrades, but some of the grants will be used to bolster training and explore cleaner-burning alternative fuels. Some small railroads will also get help upgrading to more efficient locomotives. Much of the money comes from the 2021 infrastructure law. John Scott reporting.
South Carolina has put Richard Moore to death by lethal injection for the fatal shooting of a store clerk in Spartanburg. The execution comes despite a broad appeal for clemency by parties, including a former prison director, three jurors, and the judge at his trial, pastors, and Moore's family. He was convicted of the September 1999 killing and sentenced to death 2 years later. You'll find more on these stories and analysis at townhall.com.
Turtle Bay's fifth annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, we are 4 days from the biggest election of our lifetime, and it's back. One last chance. This time it's more important than ever. Get 47% off your new Daily Wire Plus annual membership with code FIGHT. Then make sure you're with us on election night. Our full coverage starts 6 p.m. Eastern. And yes, we will be live all night long until we have a winner. So maybe we'll be there until, like, you know, Saturday. Giving real coverage in real time on the night it really matters. Go to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code FIGHT for 47% off your new Daily Wire Plus membership. And be here to watch history unfold live on Tuesday. Well, there's going to be a lot of stress that night because, as it turns out, this election is unbelievably close. And people ask me all the time, who do I think is going to win? Listen, my gut says that Donald Trump is going to win. And then sometimes in the darker moments, your gut says the other way. But I'm just going to give you the data, because the data matters a lot more than whatever my gut says. So right now, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average, the national polling average, Donald Trump is up on Kamala Harris 48.4 to 48.1. It's a dead heat. If you look at the battleground states, Trump has opened up a bit of a lead in Georgia. He seems to be up about 2.6 points in Georgia. He's up 1.4 in North Carolina. He is up 2.4 in Arizona. Okay, the most likely scenario right now is that he wins all of the so-called Sunbelt states, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona. There's a good shot that he picks up Nevada as well. And that takes him to 268. If he were to lose the other swing states, if he were to lose Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris would then win the election 270 to 268 in the Electoral College. Now, the good news is that right now, if you look at the Real Clear Politics polling average in Pennsylvania, Trump has had some late-breaking activity there. He's up just a little bit. Echelon Insights actually says he's up more than a little bit. They say he's up maybe 5 points in Pennsylvania. But you're also seeing countervailing data coming in terms of the early voting. Now, I warned you yesterday not to look at the early voting as dispositive. It doesn't tell you all that much. We don't have good comps. We don't know whether the early voting is cannibalizing the day of voting. We don't even know whether the people who are voting in the name of the Democratic Party are voting for Democrats. We just know that they're registered Democrats who are, in fact, voting. And so you're seeing a lot of mixed data. So the GOP is outperforming its early voting data from 2020. They're performing a little bit behind their early voting data in 2016. The Washington Post says the 2024 election has set records for pre-election day votes. Republicans are increasingly excited about numbers that show their side has embraced early voting much more than it did in 2020. Elon Musk has gone so far as to predict these numbers spell victory for Donald Trump, but there are a lot of reasons not to overinterpret the data that Musk and his allies are citing, including the fact that 2020 had an extraordinary number of mail-in ballots, that some early votes, again, are cannibalizing the day of balloting, and we actually don't know who people are voting for. So The early indicators are that Kamala Harris is lagging in the black vote in North Carolina. Also, there are some indicators that Trump is lagging in the early vote with seniors in Pennsylvania. According to Politico, they say that is a warning sign. In Pennsylvania, where voters over the age of 65 have cast nearly half of the early ballots, registered Democrats account for about 58% of votes cast by seniors compared to 35% for Republicans. That's despite both parties having roughly equal numbers of registered voters age 65 and older. Now, that partisan gap is narrower than it was in 2020. Okay, so Trump didn't lose the state of Pennsylvania by very much in 2020. So again, way too early to tell, based on any of the early voting, what the hell is going on. The only state where early voting really matters all that much is Nevada, and Trump is running stronger than expected in Nevada right now. Now, I do have to paint for you the worst-case scenario for the country. Okay, so here's the worst-case scenario for the country. The worst-case scenario for the country is that the scenario that I laid out a few moments ago turns out to be the actual final scenario, that Trump wins Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Nevada. He gets to 268, and then Kamala Harris gets to 270. There's one major, major problem with this. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at Prize Picks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on Prize Picks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. Prize Picks is the place to go. Again, download that Prize Picks app today and use code Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. The major problem with this is that the Electoral College count right now is flawed, deeply flawed. If you go back to the 2020 census, what you will find is that the 2020 census radically overcounted citizens in blue states and radically undercounted citizens in red states. This is not speculation. The Census Bureau has acknowledged as much. The Census Bureau has now acknowledged that 14 states had significant miscounts in the 2020 census. Significant miscounts in the 2020 census. We are talking being like 5% off in terms of the population. So why exactly does that matter? Well, the reason that matters is because that's how you allocate both congressional seats and Electoral College votes. The states that were undercounted were nearly all red states, and the states that were overcounted were nearly all blue states. And that was under the Trump administration. That was Wilbur Ross as the Commerce Secretary, who did a crap job. And then it turns out afterward, it's very hard to change the sort of results of the census. And the person who could change the results of the census is Gina Raimondo, who, of course, is a Democrat working for the Biden administration. The overcounted states are Hawaii, Delaware, Rhode Island, Minnesota, New York, and Massachusetts. Those are among the overcounted states. Okay, there are a few others. Those states all, again, went for Joe Biden. Undercounted states were Texas, Illinois, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Only one of those, Illinois, voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Now, again, the census is not an exact science. It's very difficult to count every single person. Some people don't answer the phone. Some people don't answer the door when you knock or whatever. But this makes a huge difference. Why? Because if the count had been properly done, the state of Florida would have had two more Electoral College votes. The state of New York would have had one fewer Electoral College votes. The state of Texas would have had one more Electoral College vote. In all, somewhere between 7 and 9 Electoral College votes would have gone to red states that are currently residing in blue states. Okay, that is just a fact. Okay, and because that is the case, wow. I mean, worst case scenario for the country is that. Worst case scenario for the country is Kamala Harris narrowly wins, and that then opens the door to this question being asked, because it is pretty clear at that point the Electoral College count is wrong. I'm just painting a nightmare scenario for all y'all, which is why it's important that Trump needs to win. Not just because I think Trump should win, but for the sanguinity of the country, Trump really, really needs to win, which means he needs to win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Get out there and vote. If you are a Republican, if you are an independent who's voting for Trump, if you're a low propensity voter and you don't know whether you should vote, go and vote. Every single vote in Pennsylvania is going to count. Whatever doubts you have about President Trump, understand that Kamala Harris as president is much, much, much worse. Well, Democrats They're becoming desperate, and they are trotting out their last line of defense. The celebrities. Yes, it's celebrity time. Now, it's always been bewildering to me that Democrats really believe that celebrities are really going to move the needle in a major way in favor of their party. It has never worked in my lifetime. Barack Obama didn't need the celebrities. He was a celebrity. Hillary Clinton tried the celebrities and failed. Joe Biden really didn't have much, by the way, of sort of celebrity endorsements because that entire campaign was run from the basement. Well, now Kamala Harris is calling on all her friends from Hollywood to cut endorsements for her. So the members of the cast of The Avengers decided to cut a commercial that is indeed the weirdest commercial ever. They literally end this commercial, as you'll notice, by shouting "down with democracy" as they say that Kamala Harris should be the president, which is weird.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Avengers.
Hi,
hey, Scarlett.
Jumping on the call.
Whoa. I think you mean assembling.
Assembling.
Don, that's pretty good. No, that was funny.
Scarlett, it is our pleasure to come together and to get the vote out this election.
Yeah, how can we be of service?
Well, how about we start with what our voting plans are going to be, who we're going to bring to the polls with us, that sort of thing.
I think Kamala Harris needs a catchphrase.
Ooh, yes, definitely a catchphrase.
How about this? I'm just off the top of my head. I can do this all day. Shut up.
I hate it.
Okay.
I mean, it's original, but...
What about something punchier like...
Oh, boom. You looking for this?
Iron Man 2. Everybody loved it.
Okay, again, I think we're just trying to get out the vote.
Kamala forever.
That's better. Okay, how about "I'm down with democracy"? It's just clean, it's simple.
Okay, I like that. It's hard to argue with that.
Kamala Harris, down with democracy.
Oh, yeah. I'm Kamala Harris, and I say, down with democracy.
I don't know if that sounds the way we want it to sound, though.
I think we just need... Can we get some production, though?
Jarvis? My name's not Jarvis, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Down with democracy. Down with democracy.
Is that what we mean, though?
Yeah, together we're going to tear down democracy.
Will you stop playing heroic music under yourselves?
I'm Kamala Harris, and I am down with democracy. Did I sound enough like her?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. You gonna vote based on that? You gonna listen to Mark? I hate Jews Ruffalo. those are the people who you're gonna go out with? All right, I suppose. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, a couple years back, I was tossing and turning all night. Then I decided to try a Helix mattress. Let me tell you, it is a game changer. So here's what's great about Helix. They have 20 different mattresses. They've got the Lux for the fancy types, the Elite for the extra fancy. They've got the Helix Plus for the big fellas, you know, the kind of dudes who love to eat beef, but really hate soy. Now, you might be thinking, Ben, how do I know which one is right for me? The answer is you take that Helix Sleep quiz. It's quick, it's easy, it takes less than 2 minutes. I took the quiz myself. I was matched with a medium firm mattress, which is perfect because if the mattress is too soft, I get back pain. Here's another great thing about Helix. They ship your personalized mattress directly to your door free of charge. No dealing with mattress salesmen. We're about as trustworthy as legacy media fact checkers. And get this, they give you 100 nights to try it out. Plus, there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So if you want to sleep as soundly as I do, head on over to helixsleep.com/Ben and take that sleep quiz. Plus, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders for our listeners. Just go to helixsleep.com/Ben. That's helixsleep.com/Ben. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. It wasn't just the cast of The Avengers. There's also J-Lo out there on the campaign trail. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives.
Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Five.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Jenny from the Block was apparently out on the campaign trail for Kamala Harris. She apparently was incredibly offended as a Puerto Rican woman, very offended by Tony Hinchcliffe. See, before that, she was going to vote for Trump. But then afterward, she was really offended, and now she's going to vote for Kamala Harris. Oh, wait. Well, here she was at a rally for Kamala Harris. Woo boy.
At Madison Square Garden, he reminded us who he really is and how he really feels. It wasn't just Puerto Ricans that were offended that day, okay? It was every Latino in this country. It was humanity and anyone of decent
humanity.
Character.
Oh, humanity.
I am not here to trash anyone or bring them down. I know what that can feel like, and I wouldn't do it to my worst enemy. Or even when facing the biggest adversary I think America has internally ever had. But over Kamala Harris's entire career, she has proven us, to us, who she is.
So when I have questions about character, the first person I go to is a woman who dated Diddy. That is the very first person I go to. I think that her judgment is stellar on humans. Jennifer Lopez, just absolutely spot on, always and forever. Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, is now breaking the law, so that's exciting. Jimmy Kimmel is so excited for Kamala Harris that he's actually violating the law. And here he was the other night doing just that.
If you can vote early, vote early. If you can't vote early, vote on time. If you want to vote for Trump, vote late, vote very late. Do your voting on Thursday or maybe Friday.
Okay, so that's a joke. The problem is that the Department of Justice actually prosecuted a man named Douglas Mackey, you'll recall, back in October of 2023 for this exact same joke. Mackey had a Twitter audience of 58,000 followers, and he had tweeted out and texted out some information suggesting that black voters should show up late for the election. Okay, the problem, and they prosecuted him. He went to jail. Jimmy Kimmel can do it, and apparently no problem at all. But the desperation is setting in for the Democratic Party. They're looking for a closing argument. They've tried the Tony Hinchcliffe argument. I don't think it's going to carry a lot of weight because, again, Tony Hinchcliffe is a roast comedian. That's literally what he does. So their latest attempt comes courtesy of President Trump himself. So President Trump was talking about Liz Cheney. He was out on the campaign trail with Tucker Carlson last night in Glendale, Arizona. And he started talking about Liz Cheney. And here is what he had to say.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter. But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
Okay, so you know full on what he's saying right there. Now, I actually don't like this argument. I think the chicken hawk argument was crap when it was trotted out against George W. Bush and all of his supporters back in the 2000s. I think it's crap now. I don't think that congressmen are sitting there and being like, well, it's not me, so I'm just going to send troops. Hey, the reality is that there are wide differences of opinion among people who have served in the military about foreign policy and people who have not served in the military about foreign policy. So I don't like the chicken hawk argument because I think it's specious, empty, and foolish. But that is not that's not the rip on Trump. Okay, what they are ripping on Trump for saying is the part where he said, quote, let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her. They're claiming that he wants her assassinated. Okay, I'm sorry, that's just bullshit. It's not true. It's just not true. It's not real. Trump is not calling for the killing of Liz Cheney. He is clearly making the exact same argument the entire left made about the entire right during the period 2002 to 2008, in which they said, you guys are really sanguine about sending troops into harm's way, but very few of you have served in the military. And it would be totally different if you were on the front lines with barrels trained at you. And Michael Moore used to make this argument all the time. This is a Cindy Sheehan argument. This was a Code Pink argument. And I understand that some aspects of the Code Pink argument have been adopted by some parts of the right, but that doesn't mean that the argument is for assassination. That's not how they're treating it. So Liz Cheney then put out a statement saying, this is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death. We cannot entrust our country and our freedom to a petty, vindictive, cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. Okay, it's just bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, it's not my fault that you guys can't speak English or that you're being radically dishonest by taking President Trump out of context there to pretend that he's calling. The headline at Drudge today is Trump calls for Cheney's execution. That's not remotely true. It's just not true. World in shock. That's literally the headline over at Drudge today. Trump says Liz Cheney, this is from the Express. Trump says Liz Cheney should be shot in the face by 9 guns in sickening fantasy. Donald Trump has caused controversy by suggesting Liz Cheney should have guns trained on her face in an alarming firing squad fantasy. That's not what he said. It's not remotely what he said. And this is the stupidest game. And they're playing this game, like, full time. They're finding stuff that Trump says that is actually unobjectionable on its face. You can disagree with the argument, but the actual language is being skewed and twisted in order to achieve something that Trump never said. They're also doing this with another quote that he said the other day. So we're going to play the quote. Basically, they're claiming that Trump is now trying to force down his will on women. So here is President Trump talking about protecting women. Hey, they're making this into a national issue, too.
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. I said, why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said. They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
This has now been taken out of context to suggest that Trump is forcing himself on the women. So this is a desperation play. He's forcing himself. He literally says, I want to protect the women, whether that is a popular message with women or whether it is not a popular message with women. Now, you can argue with the political common sense of saying something like that from the podium. He is not arguing that he wants to do something to women against their will. He is saying, I'm saying, I want to protect women. And if women like that message, so be it. If they don't like that message, so be it. But that is my message. I want to. He's specifically talking here about protecting women from the predations of illegal immigrant criminals. That was the context of what he's talking about right there. So what did the media do? What does Kamala Harris do? She plucks that right out of context. And then she suggests that Trump is trying to force himself on women again. It's basically like Trump is verbally raping people or some such nonsense. Here is Kamala Harris being ridiculous.
Listen, it actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies. And this is just the latest on a series of reveals by the former president of how he thinks about women and their agency. Whether he has said, as he has, that women should be punished for their choices, whether he has talked about his pride in taking away a fundamental right from women, whether it be how he has actually created a situation in America where now one in three women lives in a Trump abortion ban state and has legal restrictions on the right she rightly should have to make decisions about her own body.
You know how far you have to go to get there? So far, okay? To get to, Trump is trying to cram down things on women. That's what he means by this. No, that's clearly not what he meant by that, and you are lying. And the desperate party here has to lie. They have to lie. All right, coming up, Democrats need white women to vote for them. That's the whole pitch. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Slapdown has returned to Wind River Resort and Casino as Hard Fought Productions brings you Slap War. Experience this battle of the hands on Saturday, November 2nd. These warriors will face off in this thrilling competition to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this event won't last long and start at just $35 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
800-200-6895. Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats need white women to vote for them, but they don't seem to understand relations between men and women very well. But it's also very clear what Democrats are doing, right? Democrats are relying extraordinarily heavily on the white female vote. That is what this entire election is about for Democrats. If they can get enough white ladies out to vote, single white ladies mostly, then they believe they'll win the election. If they can't, they'll lose. Because they are afraid they're not going to get the sort of minority turnout that they got under Barack Obama. It'll look more like Biden 2020 or even Hillary 2016. And that means you really need to pump up that white female vote. It's not me saying that. That's the New York Times. Quote, armed with a clipboard and campaign literature, Liz Minnelli strolled through a neighborhood in New Hope, Pennsylvania, optimistic that by the end of the day, her door knocking, the small town would live up to its name for Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign. There wasn't a political yard sign in sight, which Ms. Minnelli, who had only recently become a Democratic activist, took to mean she might find some persuadable voters. When a blonde woman in a Villanova sweatshirt answered one door with a broad smile, Ms. Minnelli, a Villanova graduate, thought aloud, "This is my lady." The woman, a 52-year-old Republican, was eager to talk, even though Ms. Minella's voter list had highlighted her daughter, an independent. Ms. Minella tried to steer the conversation toward reproductive rights, but eventually it circled back to the women's fears that migrants would bring violent crime to her wealthy Philadelphia suburb. The woman thanked Ms. Minella for civil conversation, but her mind was unchanged. She would be voting for former President Donald Trump. The episode reflected the obstacles white women who support Ms. Harris are confronting as they try to persuade their ideological diverse counterparts to join her cause, an effort that could potentially decide the election. White women are the country's largest voting demographic, making up about 30% of the electorate, and they consistently turn out at very high rates. They tend to swing in larger numbers toward the Republican in presidential elections, including in the last two contests for Donald Trump. So she's trying to reach out to white women. The problem is that Kamala Harris and her campaign really tend to think of women in a bizarre way, particularly in how women think about men. Truly, it's strange. There's a fair bit of evidence for this. So, first of all, there is this kind of undercurrent in much of the Democratic campaign literature and much of what they're saying that women and men are sort of weirdly enemies, which is not true and should not be true. And no functioning society can survive on that basis. Men and women are not enemies. Men and women are counterparts. That is the basis for all human reproduction and rearing of children. A society in which men and women are enemies is a society doomed for destruction. It seems fairly commonsensical. Nothing particularly controversial about that. But the way that Democrats perceive women is that they are victims of the patriarchy, that men are constantly attempting to make women subservient. This is how they talk about women. Now, I don't think most women in America perceive men that way. I really don't. I think maybe there's a subset of women who perceive men that way. And if so, either they're wrong or they've had bad experiences with bad men. Which I get. You have bad experiences as a person. You tend to generalize that experience. Very human response. But the reality is that most women kind of like men, and most men kind of like women. Again, the fact that any of this is remotely controversial is beyond me. But that's not how Democrats think about it. So yesterday, Mark Cuban, who has, I would say, been a pretty tremendously awful surrogate for the Kamala Harris campaign, he was appearing on The View. with a bunch of women who I will say are not particularly intelligent. Okay, this is not a place you go if you're looking for IQ points. These folks ain't solving Rubik's Cubes over there. And Mark Cuban shows up and he says, the problem with Trump is he doesn't want to be around smart, intelligent women. Here we go. Just demeaning every woman who would associate with Trump or vote for Trump, basically.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him.
You never see him around strong, intelligent women, which is weird because his administration was staffed with them. Nikki Haley, who then ran against him, was his UN ambassador. Today, his campaign manager is Susie Wiles. Many of his campaign surrogates are women. His press secretary, Kellyanne Conway, was a woman. It turns out that he's constantly surrounded by intelligent and strong women. I mean, look at the campaign. I've dealt with the campaign many times. Many of the people I've dealt with are female. It's a ridiculous statement. And, of course, it was taken as ridiculous by many of the Republican women who are part of the Trump campaign. Representative Elise Stefanik from New York. She called on Cuban to apologize, of course.
Just one day after Joe Biden smeared 250 million Americans as garbage, now Mark Cuban, Kamala Harris's top ally, says no strong and intelligent women support Trump. It's a disgrace, and Kamala Harris stays silent. She must be defeated in 5 days to save America. I'm proud to be the highest-ranking woman in the United States Congress. When I ran, I was the youngest woman ever elected. I'm the most senior woman on the House Armed Services Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, and I proudly am voting and endorse President Trump. Save America in 5 days. Vote Trump.
Okay, again, not uncommon. Lots of women are going to vote for Donald Trump. But there is this prevailing opinion among Democrats that women who vote for Trump are being intimidated into it by the men around them. That is the message of this ad that has now made all sorts of waves, this Julia Roberts-produced ad about women voting. So, again, this ad has become subject of a thousand think pieces at this point. The ad was produced by Vote Common Good, a nonprofit organization aimed at mobilizing religious voters. Now, the problem is, I'm not sure the people who produced this ad have ever met a religious voter. Truly. Because what they seem to think is that men and women who are religious, if they're married, basically the woman is a handmaid's tale victim of the man. She could never just have an open conversation about politics with her husband. She might not agree with her husband about politics all the time, but she would never say so. And by the way, the core assumption here, which is that tons and tons of married women actually are secretly being cudgeled into their political opinions by their maybe they agree with their husbands, or maybe their husbands agree with them. As it turns out, married couples tend to vote alike. You know why? Because they tend to share everything else, too. My wife and I, we vote party line. Shapiro party line. Meaning we vote exactly the same way on everything. Want to know why? Because we share a set of values. We had to decide on those values when we decided to build our home and raise our kids. And so it should not be a shock that our values quite identically reflect one another. That's why we have such a solid marriage. A solid marriage is predicated on the grounding of similar values. Those will manifest in voting. But again, the basic idea for Democrats very often is that women and men are at odds. And that means that basically women in religious households are being shoved into closets like the Taliban. Well, not quite like the Taliban, because the Democrats like the Taliban enough to have handed an entire country over to them, but kind of like the Taliban. And that basically a woman escapes the home, she winks at the other subservient handmaid's tale women, and then they vote for Kamala Harris. This is just a fantasy. This is not how male-female relations work, particularly within marriage.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose. You can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Waltz.
A female solidarity in our crap marriages where we can't have conversations with our husbands. It's so trite. It's such a trite misunderstanding of how male-female relations work. Now, again, I'm sure there are many couples that vote differently, and that's fine. But again, the underlying idea here is that the husband is going to, like, if he finds out she voted for Kamala, he's going to go home and beat the shit out of her or something. Like, that's the underlying message of that ad. And in fact, this is something the Democrats have actively been attempting to push. I saw some tweets the other day from members of the Democratic Get Out the Vote structure saying that they had trained their Get Out the Vote specialists, the door knockers, that if they were talking to a woman, and the husband came to the door. They were to quietly leave because they didn't want to actually have the woman be victimized by her husband in incidents of domestic violence. This is not how male-female relationships work. And by the way, if you think this is how male-female relationships work, you're contributing to the downfall of Western civilization, truthfully. If you think that males and females are constantly at odds, and the only reason a wife and a husband might vote similarly is not because they share values and a life that they've built together, but because the male is bullying the woman, so the woman has to secretly, quietly, form a solidarity committee among the Stepford wives, and then rebel against the evil patriarchal husbands, it's really kind of sad, honestly. Really kind of sad. It's not just that Democrats don't understand a lot of women. They also don't understand men. So, for example, Sarah Haynes over on The View, again, repository of much human stupidity. She was very upset that President Trump had gotten in a garbage truck and driven it around, which was a hilarious campaign stunt after Joe Biden called all of Trump's supporters garbage, which is, in fact, what happened. We'll get to that in a moment. Sarah Haynes, she says, it's just sad that Trump is appealing to men by being in a garbage truck.
I think it's really sad that he's appealing to the working man, like the blue collar worker with the garbage truck. I know that was about garbage, but it was also he wants to look like he can rub elbows at a McDonald's and he does all these things. The people that will be hurt the most, while he was a president, he cut, he reduced by millions the number of workers, and this is most, this is blue collar workers who would become eligible for overtime pay. In 2025, it goes even further. And he wants to take away what 40 hours after 40 hours would normally earn you time and a half. He wants to take that away from workers. The reason Elon Musk is with him is someone like Elon Musk benefits from him.
Of course.
It is the working people that are falling for this. Not all, but the blue collar working man is the one falling for this.
Okay, who do you think respects garbage men more, Donald Trump or Sarah Haynes? The reason that men resonate to this is because they know that Donald Trump doesn't hate them and think of garbage men as people doing a ridiculous job that's for dullards and all this kind of thing. And by the way, the idea that Donald Trump is attempting to harm the working man. Wages went up under Donald Trump, inflation adjusted. They were stagnated under Joe Biden. It's that simple. But, of course, again, Democrats do not understand men, which is presumably why the irrepressibly stupid Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, the queen of moral vacuity, has now suggested that Doug Emhoff is a great example of masculinity. Man, oh man.
We've had a lot of like poor examples, I think, of masculinity and men. But Doug really is the contrast of that. He knows that by lifting up women, he's also lifting up himself and the men around him.
So if Doug Emhoff is what Democratic women think is what a good man looks like, I can understand why maybe they're at odds with men if that's what they think. If they think Doug Emhoff is like the best that masculinity has to offer, I can see why they think that women might be like afraid of their boyfriends who allegedly beat the shit out of them. Or that they might be, you know, disquieted with their husbands who might be stripping the nanny, impregnating her, and possibly paying for her abortion. I can see why they might be anti-male if the people they surround themselves with are, you know, like Doug Emhoff. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at Prize Picks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on Prize Picks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. Prize Picks is the place to go. Again, download that Prize Picks app today and use Coach Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. All right, coming up, Joe Biden, after calling Trump supporters garbage, had the White House transcript changed, which is illegal. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Q.
Turtle Bay's fifth annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, it turns out that both the crime and the cover-up are bad. Joe Biden called Trump supporters garbage and then tried to cover it up by changing the transcript, which is kind of illegal. This would be about the garbage comment, to include an apostrophe that clearly was not there. According to the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump, drawing objections from the federal workers who document such remarks for posterity, according to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained Thursday by the Associated Press. Biden created an uproar earlier this week when he suggested that Trump supporters were garbage. The transcript released by the White House press office, however, rendered the quote with an apostrophe, reading supporters with an apostrophe before the S, rather than supporters without the apostrophe, which aides said pointed to Biden criticizing Hinchcliffe. The change was made after the press office conferred with the president, according to an internal email from the head of the stenographer's office that was obtained by the AP. So that's illegal. You're not allowed to go back and actually change what the White House stenographer wrote in order to help yourself. But that's precisely what the Biden White House did. Because here's the thing. The Biden White House, the rest of the Democratic Party, Biden said the thing. It's called a Kinsey gaffe, okay, where you actually say the thing that you mean and call it a gaffe. He said the thing. Okay, the thing is that people on the left truly believe that Trump supporters are fascists and Nazis and garbage, which is why none of this, it all rings hollow when they talk about unity. So this is Kamala's closing pitch. Her closing pitch is that she's a moderate seeking unity, and no one believes this. Here she was, for example, yesterday talking about moving forward and the importance of moving forward as opposed to backward, which is backwards from the forward, which should just be standing where you are. So you've got to move forward. Not three-word, forward.
You know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy. Fighting for a democracy. And understand the difference here. Understand the difference here. Moving forward. Moving forward. Understand the difference here. What we are looking at is a difference in this election. Let's move forward and see where we are.
Okay, moving forward, guys. Moving forward. Also, she's about bringing people together. Did you know that? Very much about bringing people together. Here she was talking about it yesterday.
I do believe that this is a choice about two very different directions for our country. And the choice being offered by Donald Trump is about going backward, about a constant emphasis on degrading the American people and our capacity, versus a track that is about bringing the country together.
She is going to bring the country together. Also, apparently, according to her weird and kooky running mates and walls, Joe Biden was very clear that he only meant that one Trump supporter was garbage.
Did the president's garbage comments that he made, did it damage this campaign?
No, he clarified what he was saying. He was very clear about that. What mattered last night was the vice president's positive vision of going to America, you know, to all Americans, being a president for all Americans, and that's where we're at. So, no, certainly not.
That's not what he said? Well, I mean, he sort of did. President Trump for his party is like, you know, Kamala keeps talking about unity, but I noticed they call me a fascist a lot.
You know, she talks about unity. Oh, unity, unity. Oh, yeah, unity. By the way, he's like Hitler. He reminds me of Hitler. He's a fascist. She's talking about we're going to have unity, and then she calls me a fascist in the next sentence. This is the worst unifier.
Hey, he is right about that, of course. See, here's the thing. The actual Kamala Harris closing ad was pretty much cut by a group called Seed the Vote. F-E-E-D, Seed the Vote. Okay, they cut this ad using AI, and this is supposed to be a warning from the future if you vote for Donald Trump. This is what the Democrats actually think about Republicans. Okay, this is the quiet part out loud. It is also one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Here we go.
We weren't always like this.
These people sitting
we
in garbage.
We had a beautiful life. The best parties. The most beautiful friends.
Yeah, they're at a rave, by the way.
We thought it was just another election. So a lot of us didn't vote. Why bother? Everyone knew the system was rigged. Many of us even voted for them. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, Elon Musk. He was not looking.
We didn't like Democrats back then. We were angry about the vaccine mandate and how they handled the war in Gaza. And the way they wanted to censor free speech on the internet.
They want unquestioned obedience.
So what did we end up doing? We voted for the guys who openly said they wanted to imprison dissenters and use the military against their political opponents.
Guys, get ready. Here it comes. It's going to get real weird now.
So yeah, you were wrong on that. Big time. When Trump got sick and died, Vance was 39 years old when he became president. 30 years later, he's still president today. And with the Supreme Court on his side, they gave him dictatorial
nothing like
powers.
Dance, by the way.
They took away they women's dictatorial reproductive power. Rights,
with Russian language and background.
And removed the minimum.
Outlawed contraception.
Then we had repression of dissent. AI surveillance of everything we did or said on a level we couldn't
surveilling
imagine.
You now.
The government, under Vance, Peter Thiel, and Elon Musk, set up concentration camps for illegal immigrants, then legal immigrants, then even homeless people.
Homeless people? Wow.
They finally admitted climate change was real. But it was too late. Florida sank into the Gulf, and the West burned.
The entire state of Florida.
Cities across the country.
The entire West.
Became uninsurable, then uninhabitable. Musk and Thiel
across the country,
poured
like
all
Iowa.
Resources into artificial intelligence so they and their friends could become immortal.
Immortal.
Wow. I don't know what happened to them. But I know what happened to us.
People sitting around like a campfire outside of Chicago. That is the best commercial I've ever seen. By which I mean that is horrifying. That is it. Okay, so if that's your closing pitch, that Donald Trump is going to die, and then J.D. Vance, who apparently is bearded Hitler, is going to take over and promptly, with Elon Musk and Peter Thiel, imprison all dissenters, make themselves immortal, allow the entire state of Florida to sink under the Gulf. By the way, it's not how climate change works, my friends. It's incremental. It happens over a long period of time, and you can build these things called seawalls. All of New Orleans is below sea level. This is their final pitch. And then you wonder why people aren't buying it. Maybe people aren't buying it because you're being crazy. You need to take your clonazepam. What is wrong with you people? Stop it. Just stop it. You're being stupid and crazy. That's why. All you had to do was be not stupid and crazy, and you couldn't stop yourselves. You were stupid and crazy. Yeah, good luck with that final pitch. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. Now, that'll be the day before the biggest election of our lifetime. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. As campaign 2024 enters its final weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the wheels are coming off Vice President Kamala Harris' presidential bid. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson cites slippage in public opinion polls, as well as what he contends are Harris' lies that Johnson plans to scuttle Obamacare.
We got a gaggle of reporters, and I went and looked right on the cameras. I said, Kamala Harris is lying. This is what desperate campaigns do. They don't have anything to run on. This is the thing. From the very beginning, Kamala Harris cannot have a substantive conversation or a debate or a talking point on policy, because every metric, every area of public policy is a disaster, and she's the architect of it. So they have to engage in this. I think people are seeing through it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill, on radio stations this weekend, and also at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Also at townhall.com, correspondent Ben Thomas says Arizona is pulling in extra help to deal with a flood of early ballots.
And around-the-clock operations underway in Arizona's most populous county to process early ballots that are an unusually long 2 pages. Election officials in Maricopa County must verify each voter's signature on the envelopes and then remove the actual ballot pages so they can be prepared for counting. Officials have said vote counting machines could jam if both pages of the ballot are not fed separately. The Maricopa County Recorder says 1 million ballots have come in already. That represents about 40% of the nearly 2.6 million people registered to vote. The election team is getting help from other county employees, assisting with the night shifts. I'm Ben Thomas.
Lebanese health authorities say Israel has launched dozens of intense airstrikes across Lebanon's northeastern farming villages yesterday, killing at least 52 and wounding 72 others. More at townhall.com.
You just grin, bear it, or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hey, Matt Walsh, podcaster, best-selling children's author, and world-renowned DEI consultant. My hit comedy and number one grossing documentary of the decade, Am I Racist?, is now streaming exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. I went undercover into the world of DEI and got the elites of the establishment to say all the quiet parts out loud. The only way to watch Am I Racist? Is with a Daily Wire Plus membership. Head to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code DEI for 35% off your new annual membership. Don't miss it. Am I Racist? Streaming now exclusively on Daily Wire Plus.
America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October.
It's a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands of jobs in October.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. The report provided a somewhat blurry view of the job market at the end of a presidential race that has pivoted heavily on voters' feelings about the economy. Apple snapped out of a recent iPhone sales slump during its summertime quarter. That's an early sign, its recent efforts to revive demand for its marquee product. This is townhall.com. The death toll from massive flooding in Spain has risen to at least 205, with all but a handful of them occurring in the Valencian community.
All morning we have seen these volunteers coming out with their brooms to try and get rid of some of this mud. The mud is everywhere. It's over me, it's over everyone. And they're trying to get it down into the drains to try and get the roads in this area back to some sense of normality. We come round the corner, you will see that there are piles of people's possessions here that have been put here so that they can be moved away. I have seen thousands of volunteers here today.
BBC correspondent Nikki Schiller reporting from Valencia. Survivors are relying on the Esperit de Corps of volunteers who've rushed in to fill the void. Police continue to search for bodies in the debris. The Supreme Court rejecting an emergency appeal from Republicans that could have led to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania. More at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Show as we gear up for the election today, we'll review some of the Biden-Harris administration's most outlandish DEI policies. They wasted a lot of money and a lot of time on this nonsense. We'll go through the list. Also, the media is fitting in one more Trump hoax before the election. They're claiming that Trump threatened to kill Liz Cheney. Is that true? Obviously not. We'll talk about it. Also, a trans-identified male was denied a job at Hooters. He claims his human rights were violated. The state of New York seems to agree. We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. There's been a lot of very negative coverage of diversity, equity, and inclusion lately. Some of you may know that, as I mentioned once or twice, I recently put together a movie on the topic, Am I Racist, streaming on Daily Wire right now. I've also done a lot of shows about DEI. In fact, we talked about it just yesterday, and for good reason. As we speak, a DEI candidate is on the ballot for president of the United States. We're on the cusp of either doubling down on this disastrous ideology or possibly eradicating it entirely. I mean, that's the choice. But all that being said, I'd be lying if I said that deep down, I don't have a soft spot for certain DEI policies that the Biden-Harris administration has implemented. You see, as a certified DEI expert myself, I'm trained to recognize that not all DEI programs are equal. Some of them are just straight up racist, sure. Virtually all of them are counterproductive and stupid, but I'm capable of identifying, based on my extensive experience and training, some DEI policies that are really kind of diamonds in the rough. Some of them transcend politics and stand as monuments to the unfettered ingenuity of the Biden-Harris administration. The more you think about these policies, the more you come around to the idea that maybe, just maybe, DEI is worth keeping around in some form. if only because in many cases these policies are hilarious or at least mildly amusing. So in that spirit, and because we could all use a breather going into what may be the most heated and contested presidential election since the Civil War, I'm going to rank my favorite DEI policies from the Biden-Harris administration. The group Do No Harm assembled a gigantic database of all of the zillions of ways the administration has implemented DEI, and I've whittled that database down to my personal top 10 list, and I'm posting that list on X today, but for the purposes of right now, I'll whittle that list down even further. And we'll start with this one, which is probably the best. With very little fanfare, under the administration's equity mandate, the TSA deployed new advanced imaging technology to, quote, reduce the instances of enhanced screening for trans persons. According to the TSA, this update eliminated the need for TSA officers to determine a passenger's gender prior to advanced imaging screening. Now, this is a program that taxpayers spent millions of dollars to implement, but how does it work exactly? I mean, how precisely is imaging technology resulting in less false flags for self-identified trans people? Well, here's one news report that I found on this topic, and we'll see if they can shed some light on the situation.
U.S. airport security will become more gender neutral under new government procedures. The Department of Homeland Security announced today passports marked with an X for gender will be available in April. The X gender designation will also be available in the TSA pre-check security program. TSA officers will also receive new instructions on screening, along with new technology with the intent of making security procedures less invasive. The Biden administration shared these new actions on the day known as Transgender Day of Visibility.
The TSA shared it will now work with the maker of its body scanners to replace the current gender-based system with more accurate technology. The way it's set up right now, TSA agents have the discretion to choose either a male or female option to scan you based on how they perceive your appearance. If your body does not match that kind of binary algorithm, then chances are you will get pulled aside for additional screening. Schelling told me that avoiding that will help make things more equal for everyone at airports.
It's just one example of, like, when people say, like, transgender people want to be included in the state we live in, this is just like, you know, in the world we live in the country that we live in, this is like what it comes down to. We just want to be able to exist, live our lives, just the same as anybody else.
Yeah, they just want to be treated the same as everybody else, which is why they need all these updates and new policies and special considerations so that they can be treated just like everybody else. They need to be treated different from everybody else so that they can be treated the same as everybody else. You see how that works? So before the DEI update over at TSA, the body scanner required that agents select a gender for the traveler. And this is one of those things that I guess they didn't want to elaborate on during a local news broadcast, but it's pretty clear what's going on here. If the machine detects that a woman has a strange object in a region of the body where a woman shouldn't have an object, then the machine would sound an alarm and the TSA agent would have to do a pat down. But if the machine detects that object on a man's body, it's a little bit less suspicious. Okay, that's the way it worked before. Now, anybody with a child's understanding of biology can figure out that this, you know, makes a lot of sense. Not exactly a foolproof system, but it does make it a little harder for women to smuggle contraband through a body scanner. But the TSA under the Biden-Harris administration has made the technology more accurate, supposedly. How do they do that? Well, according to the TSA, last summer they introduced a gender-neutral algorithm to the body scanners. In other words, presumably they've stopped looking for mismatches between someone's gender and any objects that may be attached to their bodies in strange places. And as a result, they say that the number of false positives has gone down by 50%. Now, the TSA brags about the statistic on their website quite a bit, even though it doesn't really tell us anything at all. I mean, you could reduce the number of false positives by 100% if you just unplug the body scanner and stop using it entirely. The more useful statistic, if we're being frank here, would be knowing whether anyone was able to sneak a weapon through the body scanner because the machine thought it was male genitalia instead of, say, a gun or a knife. The TSA doesn't have those statistics because, of course, there's no way to track objects that they have missed completely. We'll just have to find out the hard way, I guess. Hopefully ISIS doesn't employ any gender-neutral terrorists. And that brings me to another monumental DEI achievement under the Biden-Harris administration. This one comes to us from the Department of Energy, which recently became notorious for employing its own gender-neutral menace. You might have heard that the Department of Energy's esteemed nuclear waste disposal expert, Sam Brinton, turned out to be an expert in stealing women's luggage from airport baggage claims. That whole episode led to a lot of bad press, which is too bad because it distracted everyone from the Department of Energy's historic achievements in the field of DEI. Now, fortunately, as a certified DEI professional, I am here to rectify that oversight. This is a very real paragraph from the Equity Action Plan at the Department of Energy. I hope you're sitting down for this. Quote, in fiscal year 2023, DOE sponsored the Lesbians Who Tech Conference. The DOE also worked in close partnership with its Energy Pride Employee Resource Group for Pride Month, including raising the Progress Pride flag for the third year in a row with the Energy Secretary. Just to review that last part again, the Department of Energy raised the Progress Pride flag 3 years in a row with the Energy Secretary in attendance. They didn't just raise the flag for 1 year. They didn't just raise it for 2 years. They did it for three whole years in a row. And this is something that a bureaucrat paid by your tax dollars wrote down in a government document as a major achievement for equity. This is one of the Biden administration's great achievements. And then they published this document online to brag to the whole world. And just to make sure that I wasn't missing anything, I pulled up a video of what this Progress Pride flag raising ceremony looked like, brought to us by the Biden administration. And here is some of that truly riveting footage.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to Pride. My name is Margie Gonzalez. I am the director of Energy Pride, the Department of Energy's employee resource group for LGBTQ plus employees and allies. Pride stands for promoting respect, inclusion, diversity, and equity. Pride is for everyone, whether you are a member of the community or an ally.
Oh, we didn't even see them actually raise the flag. That was anticlimactic. But they did raise the flag, so you just have to imagine that part. It's monumental stuff. First of all, the Department of Energy lady says that Pride stands for promoting respect, inclusion, diversity, and equity, which is the first time I've heard that, but she says it as a fact. So I looked it up. It turns out that this is a disputed acronym. Most people say that Pride is not an acronym at all. It just means pride, as in one of the seven deadly sins. That's what they're actually celebrating. But for their part, the University of San Francisco's LGBTQ Center claims that Pride stands for professionalism, respect, integrity, diversity, and excellence. So there are some differences there. Three of the five words are different. And of course, when you think of gay pride parades with men walking around in leather bondage gear in front of children, the first word that comes to mind to describe the scene is professionalism, also respect and integrity. All of those words are what come to mind when you see the Pride Parade. Anyway, there's also the folks over at Robins Air Force Base who have weighed in on this topic, and they say that on their website that Pride really stands for people, readiness, innovation, drive, and excellence. So already this is all very confusing. And then it gets more confusing when the Department of Energy lady says this, quote, Pride is for everyone, whether you're a member of the community or an ally. In other words, Pride is for everyone except all the people who think Pride is dumb, evil, divisive, complete waste of taxpayer money. It's not for you, but she'll say that it's for everyone anyway because, it sounds nice, I guess. Speaking of Pride, NASA was particularly proud under the Biden-Harris administration to launch something called Mission Equity. Now, no, Mission Equity doesn't refer to a trip to Mars or catching a rocket booster midair so you can reuse it later. That's Elon Musk is doing that. That's small potatoes, okay? You're thinking too small. After all, who needs reusable rocket boosters when you have NASA's LGBTQI+ Gender Equity Forum, which connects non-binary trans and queer folks with government procurement experts? I mean, if you could give any sane person the choice between these two achievements, they're obviously going to go with the Gender Equity Forum. But that's not even my favorite part of what NASA accomplished in the DEI department over the last 4 years. They also put together what, in my humble opinion as a DEI expert, is maybe the single creepiest DEI town hall that's ever been put together by a government agency. One after another, the entire agency, including the director, delivered some mindless lines about Joe Biden's executive order on equity, how important it is. And then they announced the launch of Mission Equity. Watch.
On the first day of the Biden-Harris administration, indeed, my first day at NASA, the president signed Executive Order 13985, advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government. At this meeting and the breakout sessions today that Jarell mentioned, we will focus on NASA's efforts in responding to this executive order.
NASA fully supports the Biden-Harris administration's vision to create a more diverse and inclusive America. President Biden's executive order 13985, Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities Through the Federal Government, challenges agencies to overcome the visible and invisible systemic barriers that hinder equitable, inclusive access by individuals or communities to government programs, resources, and opportunities.
Isn't it true that fairness and inclusiveness have long been at the core of NASA's goals? So, following President Biden's executive order on supporting underserved communities, we got right to work.
Thank each of you for taking the opportunity to walk this equity journey with NASA. As stated earlier, NASA launched its newest mission, Mission Equity, in the spring of 2021, where we were tasked to advance racial equity, support underserved communities through NASA.
Isn't it true that fairness and inclusiveness have long been the goal of NASA? No, it's not true. That's not true. That is not why they went to the moon. Nobody said, ever said anything. If you go back to the moon landing, the Apollo program, I don't think anyone ever said anything about fairness the entire time. The word never came up. Or inclusiveness. Now, this would be a creepy and depressing town hall if it was, say, the local teachers union doing it, but this is NASA we're talking about here, which makes it even harder to watch. NASA used to do great things like land a man on the moon, and they did all those great things without DEI. And now they're all pretending that DEI was somehow the key to their success all along. Meanwhile, NASA holds meetings like this where they all act like lobotomized DEI activists. SpaceX is actually accomplishing the things that NASA used to accomplish. There are a bunch of other examples of this rot that Do No Harm has collected. The Forest Service spent $1 billion on environmental justice. That's $1 billion with a B. The NEA spent more than $6 million to make the art world more equitable. Because as we all know, the art world is a haven for those dreaded MAGA Republicans. The Department of Commerce allocated $70 million exclusively for women-owned small businesses. Which is why a lot of men now list their wives as the owner of their companies. Really big improvement, I guess, where we've incentivized fraud at a massive scale. Meanwhile, over at the CIA, they took a break from, overthrowing foreign governments so that they could sponsor robotics camps for middle school students from underserved communities. And the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which regulates commercial vehicles, held the first ever meeting of the Women of Trucking Advisory Board. Makes a lot of sense because, if there's one thing we desperately need as a country, it's more women spending weeks away from their families while they drive 30-ton trucks all over the country. And, of course, cataloging all of the DEI programs that the Biden-Harris administration has implemented is nearly impossible. There's just too many of them. But having looked at the database from Do No Harm, those are just some of my favorites. They are the DEI achievements that reveal how backwards and incompetent our government has become over the last 4 years. And if nothing else, they're one last incentive to vote, if you haven't already. All of this is reversible. That's the good news. We just have to fire the people who implemented these policies. We got to fire them on Tuesday. And then after we're done laughing at these imbeciles, we can tell the next crop of government employees to get back to work. We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. We have our newest Trump hoax. It had been 36 hours since the last one, so it was about time. And today the media is hysterically claiming that Trump threatened to kill Liz Cheney. Trump threatened to have her executed. That's the claim. Drudge right now has the big bold red letters at the top of the page blaring this. Trump calls for Cheney's execution. World in shock. Ex-president increases violent threats. So that's how the media is, that's how they're talking about this. Liz Cheney responded tweeting, "This is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death. We cannot entrust our country and our freedom to a petty, vindictive, cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. Hashtag women will not be silenced. Hashtag vote Kamala." Very brave, very bold, right? She's standing up against the tyrant. But what did Trump actually say? Well, of course, the clip is being taken out of context, but let's first play the out of context clip that is being circulated right now, in which Donald Trump allegedly calls for Liz Cheney's execution. Because even in the out of context clip, you could still tell that Drudge and the media and Liz Cheney are lying about it, even though there is more context needed. But here's the out of context clip.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
So there it is. Now, as I said, I think it's already obvious, even from a carefully clipped out of context snippet, it's obvious what Trump is really saying. But let's pull back the lens. Let's widen the lens a little bit. And here's the same clip with just a few more seconds of context.
He said, "I really want to thank you." He said, "Now I'm so glad that I actually endorsed you. It's amazing, but that you would do this." And I didn't speak to him about it. But then, you know, go a couple of years forward or go now. And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war.
Okay, so what is he saying? Is he saying that he wants to kill Liz Cheney? Could any honest person interpret it that way? That he wants to kill her? That he's going to have her executed? Is he calling for her assassination the way that many leftists have of Trump, even after he was actually almost assassinated? No, what he's saying is that Liz Cheney is a chicken hawk coward who happily sends young men off to go die on foreign soil somewhere while she sits in her, comfortably in her air-conditioned office in D.C., That's what he's saying, and he's absolutely right. I mean, he's not only right, but it's a point that millions of Americans have made. You know, it's the kind of thing you could hear any American citizen make if you're sitting in their living room talking about politics. It's one of the main complaints that Americans have about neocons like Liz Cheney and the elitists who are constantly starting wars and sending our troops off to go die. It's like this is a very common point that Trump is making, an important point that should be made. But this is the left yet again taking this thing that millions of people have said, and we all understand exactly what he means, and trying to convince us that we're not hearing what we're actually hearing. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives.
Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Lindebaugh. Join us Monday as we welcome Enjoy the Magazine and find out the latest in what's happening in the North State. Also joining us is the representatives from the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen the 9th of November in the city of Shasta Lake. Find out how many entries and who's going to be there. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
West Virginia. Or West Virginia.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. All right, hope everyone had a good Halloween. You know, I've been troubled by, very troubled, because I barely slept last night after what I witnessed. And my 5-year-old daughter came home from trick-or-treating last night, and, you know, all the kids dump their, they come in with their loot, dump it on the counter, as per our usual tradition, and then, because I have to start rifling through it, and I extract the dad tax. Taxes have gone up, it's because it's tough. It's tough out there, and we're running a deficit, and we got to raise the taxes. Everyone needs to pay their fair share, and I'm tired of the rich and powerful elitist 5-year-olds who get to hog all the candy. Not going to allow it, so we had to set that right. And anyway, my daughter dumps out the candy and then starts picking through it. And she pulls out all the Whoppers, you know, the Whopper candies. And she makes a little pile of them. And I thought that what she was doing is she was separating them to go throw them away, as I used to do when I was her age. But instead, she starts eating the Whoppers. She's only eating this pile of Whopper candy. And she's only eating those. I'm like, what are you doing? She tells me that those are her favorite candy, are the Whoppers. I've never met anyone who actually likes that candy. I don't know why they're still given out on Halloween. They're disgusting. It's like when you get a box of a dozen donuts and there's always one donut left in the break room in the box, and it's always the powdered donut because nobody wants the powdered donut. It's not anybody's favorite. Why even put it in the box? Why take up the real estate in the box with a donut that isn't anyone's favorite? Just throw another glazed in there or chocolate frosted and you're fine. Same thing with the Whoppers. Like, at 3 months after Halloween, you know, it's past Christmas, and you find the trick-or-treat bucket, and it's got some Whoppers and Smarties rolling around in there, because nobody likes those. Even the kids don't like those. Whoppers taste like mothballs dipped in chocolate syrup, or maybe really stale cereal covered in chocolate and then left in the pantry to get even more stale. They're revolting. So that was really confounding. And one other thing about Halloween, and because I've seen some people, on a slightly more serious note, I've seen some people lamenting, and you see this every year, lamenting the decline of trick-or-treating. Seems like there are fewer trick-or-treaters out there. John Doyle tweeted about this. He said, very sad to see fewer trick-or-treaters every year. Really noticed around 2016 or so. Seemed to be a dying tradition. Now I'm driving around and have only seen one. It's all just such a shame. And I've noticed this too. Now this year in Nashville, it was pouring rain, so that would explain why there were fewer people out there. But year over year, as a general kind of trend, I've noticed the same thing. That just, it's not, You know, it's not like it was when I was a kid. And we've moved like 8 times since we had kids, and we've lived in many different houses and neighborhoods and in other parts of the country. And so we've seen Halloween in all these different places, and it does seem like it's declining. I think there are a few reasons for that. One of them is probably the most obvious, which is that there are fewer kids. Like, fewer people are having kids. You have fewer young families because people aren't having kids. And so all of these traditions that are kind of kid-centric end up kind of dying off. Also, neighborhoods are less safe. You know, when I was 10 years old, I went trick-or-treating with my friends. We would, by ourselves, with no adults, we would just go out. Our parents would say bye to us, and they take the picture or whatever with the costumes on. And then we would go. We'd leave at like 6 o'clock, come back at 9:30 or 10. And I just wouldn't let my own kids do that at that age. It's what I did. I have very fond memories of it. I wouldn't do it. It's not safe. And also, I think that there are so many kids glued to phones and social media basically from birth that it does make them sort of more jaded and distracted and just kind of less excited by something as simple and innocent as wearing a costume and collecting candy. And then also we've got immigration. I mean, not to blame immigration for everything, but really it is at least partially to blame for almost everything going wrong in society. And this is one of them. You're bringing in a lot of people who don't care about American traditions. And so it's not just Halloween. It's like all American traditions are declining. It seems like there are fewer and fewer people who are celebrating every American tradition, whether it's Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas. It just seems to be less of a big deal with each passing year. And that's because you're bringing in a whole bunch of people who don't celebrate these traditions. Now, obviously, something like Christmas is not an American tradition. It's a tradition that goes back 2,000 years worldwide. But even something like that, you know, it's the aspects of the tradition that are distinctly American, let's say, when it comes to Christmas, are declining. And meanwhile, things that are American traditions, Halloween, trick-or-treating, Thanksgiving, you find declining. So I think all that plays into it. And then finally, this is kind of maybe a pet peeve of mine. And this may be the number one thing that's killing trick-or-treating is trunk-or-treat. Trunk-or-treat is a scourge. And so what ends up happening, if you don't have kids, you're not familiar with what trunk-or-treat is. Trunk-or-treat is like, it's for the month before Halloween. You have got, in any community, you'll have dozens of trunk-or-treat different events that happen. It's churches do them and schools and whatever. And all that is, and this could be like 2 weeks before Halloween. You have people go to a parking lot and they stand near their cars and they have bags of candy and you bring your kid around to all the cars in the parking lot and they give out candy. It's not, it has none of the charm of trick-or-treating on the night, at night, going to houses, all the decorations. It's none of that. It's just very like efficient. Everyone's in a freaking parking lot and you just go around and collect candy and you're done in 30 minutes. So what is happening is that kids do the trunk-or-treat thing. They get loaded up with candy 2 weeks before Halloween, and then it takes away the novelty of it. Now they've already got a bunch of candy. They're candied out by the time trick-or-treating rolls around. So that's also a big problem. That's a major problem. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
All right, the Avengers have assembled with an important message. Brace yourself. Here it is.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Avengers.
Hi.
Hey, Scarlet.
Jumping on the call.
Whoa. I think you mean assembling.
Assembling.
Dawn, that's pretty good. No, that was funny.
Scarlet, it is our pleasure to come together and to get the vote out this election. Dawn.
Yeah, how can we be of service?
Well, how about we start with what our voting plans are going to be, who we're going to bring to the polls with us, that sort of thing.
I think Kamala Harris needs a catchphrase.
Ooh, yes, definitely a catchphrase.
How about this? I'm just off the top of my head. I can do this all day. Shut up.
I hate it.
Okay.
I mean, it's original, but...
What about something punchier like,
ooh, Boom! You looking for this?
Iron Man 2.
Okay, again, I think we're just trying to get out the vote.
Kamala forever!
That's better.
Okay, how about I'm down with democracy? It's just clean, it's simple.
Okay, I like that.
It's hard to argue with that.
Kamala Harris, down with democracy.
Oh, yeah. I'm Kamala Harris, and I say...
First of all, I have no idea who some of those people even are. Who is the British guy? Paul. What was his name? Paul? Who is that guy? I don't know. Is he an Avenger? What? What superhero is he? And the black woman, who is she? Are they part of the Avengers? What? Who are those fans who won a contest and were able to be a part of it? I don't know. I've never watched an Avenger movie because I'm, you know, an adult. So maybe that's why I don't know. But I am familiar with the other people. And altogether, they add up to create just, as I said, maximum cringe, unbearable cringe, cringe to the nth degree. And I don't think this is going to move the needle very much at all. Smarmy multimillionaire celebrity actors sitting in their Hollywood mansions. I don't think that's going to help in an election that mostly centers around the fact that American families can't afford groceries, and also advertising the fact that Hollywood is entirely in the corner of Kamala Harris. I don't think that helps her. I really don't, because it is, you know, it's the entire Avengers, everybody involved in the Avengers, all of them are Kamala Harris supporters. There's no dissenter in the bunch, apparently. Not a surprise, but I don't think that's the kind of thing that, that's the kind of message. I don't think it helps Kamala to send that message. But when people think, oh, well, like every Hollywood actor likes Kamala Harris, I think when most people hear that, they think, yeah, okay, well, that tells me something and it's not good. Here's an endorsement that does matter. This happened a couple days ago. I keep meaning to mention it. And I will now, if you didn't hear. Politico reports famed Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin on Wednesday endorsed Donald Trump for president, citing Trump's prioritization of space exploration while he was in office. Aldrin wrote in a statement, "Over time, I've seen our government's approach to space wax and wane, but under the first Trump administration, I was impressed to see how human space exploration was elevated as a policy of high importance once again." Aldrin pointed to a number of Trump-era policies, including creation of the Space Force in the statement. He also shouted out billionaire entrepreneur and major Trump backer Elon Musk as a visionary for what he called the private sector space economy. So Buzz Aldrin endorsing Donald Trump, and this endorsement really does matter. I mean, this endorsement means more than every Hollywood actor put together, and because Buzz Aldrin is one of our greatest living Americans. You know, he's simply one of the greatest Americans still alive. One of the greatest Americans of all time. And I hope, you know, look, I'm not looking to rub this in, and we want unity on the right among conservatives going into election day. So I won't dwell on it, but I do hope that you moon landing deniers on the right, you know, you should feel a little bad now. Okay. It's like this Buzz Aldrin is on your side, one of our greatest living Americans, and you're trying to deny him his great achievement. You're denying that he achieved, accusing him of being a liar and a fraud. Great living, great American, an icon, Trump supporter, and you're accusing him of being nothing but a liar and a fraud. And you should feel a little bad about that. You should. And then, but then, you know, just let's cut all the nonsense about denying the moon landing. The moon landing happened. It's a great thing. Something we should be proud of as Americans. Something that because we love our country and we're patriots, and this is the greatest thing that America has ever achieved. It's the greatest human achievement of all time, is claimed by America, and we love that, and we're proud of that. And so Let's just move on. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com
today.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
A quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm 5.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. So here's a story that 10 years ago could have only existed in the realm of parody. It's the kind of scenario that a right-wing satirist might have invented as a way of mocking the excesses of the left. But it wouldn't have worked as satire back then because it would have been too outlandish, too hard to believe. It would have seemed less like a satire, more like a straw man. But now, like some bizarro version of The Wizard of Oz, the straw men have all come to life, and many of them identify as straw women. So here's the summary, and then we'll get into the specifics. But the summary is this. A repeat customer at Hooters was asked to leave the premises and not return after allegedly sexually harassing the waitresses on multiple occasions. But then he did return, this time dressed as a woman, claiming to have transitioned. This time he asked for a job as a waitress. He was turned down, obviously. So he sued the restaurant for discrimination. The Human Rights Division in his state has taken his side, saying that there's evidence that this man did have his human rights violated and that he does, in fact, have a human right to work at Hooters among women who he allegedly sexually harassed. That's the summary. Now, let's go back and get into some of the specifics, courtesy of the local news report on it. Here it is.
A local transgender woman suing the Hooters franchise on Wolf Road for discrimination. News 10's James De La Fuente has been following the story and begins our coverage tonight.
The Hooters on Wolf Road drawing protesters twice in recent weeks.
Justice for Brandy! Justice for all! Everybody!
I'm suing Hooters for sex-based discrimination on the basis of accommodations and on the basis of employment.
The restaurant has been a regular stop for Brandy Livingston, so much so she hopes to someday work there. However, after her recent transition, Brandy claims that she's not respected there as a woman.
They would use male pronouns. They would refer to me as he.
She claims it goes even further, telling me employees and management at the restaurant continually harass her when using the public restroom.
I overheard one of the servers after I left the restroom talking to one of the managers and said that, why are you allowing him in the woman's restroom? And the manager said, oh, I don't like it any more than you do.
So let me just cut in here. Notice two things. He says that he was harassed by, but then admits that he overheard the comments. You can't be harassed by a conversation you are eavesdropping on. Also this, nobody prevented him from using the women's room by his own testimony. They should have prevented him. You know, they would have been morally justified in stopping him from invading the private spaces of the female customers, but they didn't. He was allowed to use the women's room. The manager simply revealed, not even to this guy, but to somebody else, that he didn't like it. He didn't like the fact that this guy was able to use the women's room, but he was able to use it. So once again, we have a trans-identified person demanding not only that they be allowed to do whatever they want, not only that everyone else accommodate their self-identity, not only that everyone else take part in affirming their perception of themselves, but also that everyone pretend they like it. It's not enough for the trans person to get their way. It's not enough for everyone else to surrender to their demands. You must surrender with a smile on your face and pretend you're happy about it, or else it's a human rights violation. Let's get back to the video.
Brandy filed a claim with the New York State Division of Human Rights, and after investigating, they found sufficient evidence her rights may have been violated under New York Executive Law 296, and there will be a hearing.
At-will situation, proving that the employer's reason they gave was wrong is not enough. You got to prove that it was discrimination on the basis of some prohibited characteristics, such as, gender identity.
She says she applied 3 times for employment.
I said, do you want to see my experience or anything? Because I had previous jobs I've had written down. And he said, well, we don't care about experience. We hire on the basis of personality, and there's an image that needs to be met.
Well, that, of course, makes sense. Hooters doesn't care about your previous work experience at Home Depot or whatever. There's a certain image that they're looking for, specifically the image of a young, attractive woman. Now, I'm not a Hooters patron myself, but I imagine that, if you go to Hooters, you would be extremely disappointed to have this guy show up at your table in booty shorts. You were hoping for a beautiful woman. Instead, you got the nose tackle from the local junior college football team. It's like going to a high-end steakhouse and being served boiled shoe leather or something. Not even a remotely convincing imitation. But fortunately, Hooters is fighting back. They're taking a stand for truth, justice, and the American way, surprisingly. Watch.
Hooters has fired back, saying through their lawyers that Brandy was requested to not return to the restaurant because of what they say were her own offensive actions, and alleged that Brandy, on several occasions, made sexually explicit comments to servers.
They just claimed that you had, prior to transitioning and after, you had frequently made multiple servers at the restaurant uncomfortable by informing them you wanted to marry them, discussing masturbation.
I never said any of that.
The Hooters company says that you had threatened to go to a gun range for practice for the next time you came to the restaurant.
My mom would take me to the gun range and for clay pigeon shooting trap. I feel like one of the servers might have overheard what me and my dad were talking about and misunderstood what we were talking about.
I have reached out to local law enforcement to check any claims of possible gun violence and have found no such threat. Ultimately, Brandy says she does not want money.
What I really want is an apology. I'm never going to get that.
Lawyers for Hooters have not responded to repeated requests for comment. Brandy and Hooters head to a human rights hearing in September of 2025.
It's a very slow system. I think that's why more people don't stand up for their rights.
So the alleged violent threats, the alleged sexual harassment, none of that happened, he claims. Or maybe it was a misunderstanding. And we should trust him on this. We should trust the guy who is clearly not very committed to reality as it is. The New York Human Rights Division claims that there's evidence that this man's human rights were violated. And if the Human Rights Division had any understanding of human rights, this case wouldn't have made it off the ground, obviously. But like almost every other organization and agency in the country with human rights in its name, the Human Rights Division has no concept of human rights. It does not see human rights the way that our founding fathers saw them, as essential aspects of human nature endowed on us by God Almighty. Instead, human rights are an ever-evolving patchwork of preferences and entitlements bestowed on certain privileged identity groups. So by this way of thinking, the evidence that Mr. Brandy's rights were violated is that he feels sad about it. Something happened that makes him sad. How do we know that he feels sad? Well, because he told us. Thus concludes the investigation. Now, they'll still have their hearings and put on a show, but the verdict has basically already been reached. Now, the good news is that every normal person in the country sees this for the nonsense that it is. You know, I skimmed through the commentary on this case online and looked at some of the comments, and I didn't find a single comment anywhere defending this man. Not on the articles reporting on it, not on social media, not anywhere. This doesn't mean that the American population is 100% on Team Sanity. If that were true, then this upcoming election would not be much of a nail biter. Trump would be ahead of the polls by a mile. All it means is that very few people are willing to defend this kind of madness publicly anymore. And certainly you won't see any prominent leftists coming out to defend poor Brandy, quote unquote Brandy, as he calls himself. He had three protesters taking up his case, and they all appear to be members of his family. So nobody else on the left outside of the New York State bureaucracy wants any part of this. And it doesn't mean that leftists in government won't continue to advance this agenda. They will. But they're not going to come out and defend it. And that should tell you something. It means that quote unquote Brandy might win this case, but the movement he represents is dying, though not fast enough. And that is why he is today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump's latest comments about Liz Cheney are stirring controversy.
Trump had earlier said, let's put Cheney where the rifles are shooting at her.
Even in my administration, she was pushing that we go to war with everybody. And I said, if you ever gave her a rifle and let her do the fighting, if you ever do that, she wouldn't be doing too well.
Kamala Harris responded.
This must be disqualifying. Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
Trump and his allies say his comments are being misconstrued. Trump also said if Cheney was ever put on a battlefield, she'd be the first one to chicken out. I'm Ed Donahue.
Just a reminder that daylight savings time ends this weekend.
The good news, we get an extra hour of sleep when we turn the clocks back an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday. The bad news is, it'll be much darker by later afternoon in most parts of the United States. Some health groups, including the American Medical Association, want to do away with the twice-a-year time changes, saying just staying with standard time and aligning with the sun's patterns is better for the human body. Two states, Arizona and Hawaii, don't change the clocks. They stay on standard time. Daylight saving time returns March 9th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRTownHall.com, intelligent officials say a video that purports to show election fraud in Georgia is fake and the work of Russian influence actors determined to undermine faith in the integrity of next week's election. The video shows someone claiming to be a Haitian immigrant talking about how he's intending to vote multiple times in two Georgia counties for Vice President Kamala Harris. More online at townhall.com.
Matt Walsh, podcaster, best-selling children's author, and world-renowned DEI consultant. My hit comedy and number one grossing documentary of the decade, Am I Racist?, is now streaming exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. I went undercover into the world of DEI and got the elites of the establishment to say all the quiet parts out loud. But the only way to watch Am I Racist? Is with a Daily Wire Plus membership. Head to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code DEI for 35% off your new annual membership. Don't miss it. Am I Racist? Streaming now exclusively on Daily Wire Plus.
What are you going to do if Kamala wins? Moving to gold now is an option.
At Premier Gold, we specialize in helping those with a 401k or other types of retirement accounts convert their vulnerable paper assets into physical gold. Today, we'd like to send you a free gold election kit to help you decide if this is right for you. Call 606-800-8000. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Los Angeles County is taking on Pepsi and Coke for their role in plastic pollution.
In a lawsuit filed this week, the county alleged Pepsi and Coca-Cola have misled the public about the recyclability of their plastic bottles and downplayed the negative impacts of plastic disposal. Coca-Cola and Pepsi own brands like Dasani, Sprite, Gatorade, Mountain Dew, and more. A spokesperson representing both companies denied the accusations, saying their bottles are, quote, designed to be recycled and remade and can include up to 100% recycled plastic.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Apple snapped out of a recent iPhone sales slump during its summertime quarter. That's an early sign. Its recent efforts to revive demand for its marquee product with an infusion of artificial intelligence are paying off. Sales of the iPhone totaled $46.2 billion for the July-September period. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Mississippi Gulf Coast will have an oyster season for the first time since 2018. With more, here's John Scott.
The season will open at sunrise November 13th in 8 harvesting areas. But the season will only last 10 days, but will help get Mississippi oysters back on the market. The limited season will help keep overfishing at bay so that oyster growth can be preserved. The department has set harvest limits at 10 sacks per vessel for both commercial oyster tonguing and dredging. John Scott reporting.
The LA Dodgers are celebrating their 8th World Series championship with a downtown parade earlier today and a stadium gathering. 7 double-decker buses filled with players, their families, and the coaching staff traveled a 45-minute route. The Dodgers defeated the New York Yankees in 5 games. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
We've got all kinds of news. President Trump under attack. What? Under attack. I can't believe that. And they got this Mark Cuban, a Democrat billionaire who is a proxy for Kamala Harris, because they're the party of billionaires, anti-American billionaires. It's just amazing stuff. His name is Mark Cuban. You'd think that he'd be anti-communist, but instead he's a handmaiden. It's another handmaiden's tale. I haven't heard him mention they like to mention that. They haven't mentioned that recently. Surely that's got to come up real soon. But the Trump campaign is going on a women's tour with all kinds of great people, powerful, strong women, not like Mark Cuban says, the billionaire. He's a team owner. He did a quick interview with the people on The View yesterday. He actually did the interview from aboard his private jet, just to show that he's a man of the people. He was coming live because of the patriarchy. You can do this sort of stuff because of America and capitalism. You can do this sort of thing. You can do a live shot from aboard your jet with your laptop hooked to the internet. And maybe if Elon Musk is involved, it'll be bouncing off of satellites and going to the criminals at The View, the crazy. Are they actually women? Are all of them? Have we checked? Because I know nobody wants to check, but amazing stuff. Trump's women, and he's got a women's tour coming. Trump's women's tour with Laura Trump and Sage Steele and race car driver Danica Patrick and great many more. Powerful and smart women, not like the Democrats say. They just think that every woman is like Kamala, you know, not intelligent and not serious and all that good stuff. But remarkable stuff. Last night on my Newsmax show, we had a panel of me plus four, and among the plus four, Mercedes Schlapp, a very smart and capable woman who was a senior official in the Trump White House, and also Hilton Beckham, wonderful, lovely lady, a very smart woman. Hilton Beckham, also an official in the Trump White House. And we've got this Democrat Party surrogate, the Kamala surrogate, a billionaire Mark Cuban, smearing and slandering all women. He's a sexist pig, obviously a misogynist. But when you're a Democrat, those words are never trotted out by the news media. Because the news media, or what's the word I'm searching for, Michael? A filth. They're filthy, filth people is what they are. That's a fact. Amazing stuff. But I'm on Danica Patrick's side, the race car driver. I'm on the side of Sage Steele. I'm on the side of Laura Trump. I'm on the side of Mercedes Schlapp and so many more. I'm on the side of Hilton Beckham, wonderful woman. And the Democrats, they can go around smearing women. And the news media is fine with that. Because the news media is the most corrupt institution in America. It's tragic. It's sad. Our republic cannot function properly with a fourth estate as filthy and corrupt as the news media that we have, the fourth estate that we have. Amazing stuff. Also, fun thing, the son of Gerald Ford and the grandson of Gerald Ford, President Republican president, World War II Navy vet, Gerald Ford. Two Democrat women tried to assassinate Gerald Ford while he was president because they've been violent forever, starting with the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. He took the Democrat slaves away, so they murdered him, you know, shot him in the head. They shot President Trump, winged his head, too. And it's been going on a lot because the Democrats are very violent, and they like shooting their political opponents in the head and jailing them, too. It's kind of amazing stuff. But the son of Gerald Ford and the grandson of Gerald Ford have come out because turns out the daughter of Gerald Ford put out a statement earlier this week saying that she was supporting Kamala Harris. So the news media said, see, yeah, and then, you know, minding his own business otherwise. Son of Gerald Ford comes out, grandson of Gerald Ford come out, and they've got something to say about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I've got some of that for you today, too. Amazing stuff. And you should know that migrants, that is to say armies, legions of illegal aliens, no, not legions, legions of illegal aliens marching toward our southern border. Migrants are surging into U.S. ahead of election in case Trump wins. And you'll never guess, we got a whole bunch of them coming from what we call nations of interest, special interest nations, like places where there's a lot of radical Islamic jihadi terrorism, and large numbers coming from these special interest countries. And the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, are fine with that. The media doesn't report it. The Democrats say, shh, we're importing mass murderers to kill us. Because the Democrat Party is a suicidal death cult. It's like, what if the Reverend Jim Jones and the Jonestown people were in charge of the U.S. government? Kind of what we have. They self-immolate. They launch suicide attacks. How many suicide attacks by the Democrats now, Michael? We've got Arlington, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, New York City, against the police. Self-immolator in New York, two self-immolators in Washington, D.C., suicide attacks against police in Washington, New York, Dallas, Baton Rouge. And those are just the mass murder suicide attacks. Amazing stuff. Yes, sir. TV executive panics that Trump winning means the press has no influence anymore. Quote, mainstream media is dead. Yeah, thanks, pal. You should have been listening to my show for the last 15 years. Probably be ahead of where you are now. Amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm. And have you seen the people campaigning with Kamala Harris? They've got, they're twerking on stage and just great. You know, they got, I think they have Nicki Minaj now, don't they? Have, and they got Cardi B. They got Cardi B. Yeah, that's, they got Cardi B. We love Cardi B here at the Chris Plant Show. She's pretty amazing stuff. And the Washington Post, you know, they announced that they're not going to endorse Kamala Harris, the Democrat, for the presidency of the United States. And that means that they had to put nets up around the Washington Post building because they started throwing themselves out of windows and hurtling to the ground. And now the Washington Post is having to pay. They're paying on the Internet. Now, they lost, what, $77 million last year, I think. The centibillionaire Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post as a plaything. So the Democrats would invite him to their parties because he's a total geek, you know, and he wouldn't be invited anywhere otherwise. But the Washington Post is now paying to boost stories that are anti-Trump stories on the Internet. And all you have to do is I'm one of the few people. 250,000 people have dropped their Washington Post subscriptions since they announced that they're not endorsing Kamala because those 250,000 people want a corrupt, biased left wing radical, dishonest paper that is so slanted that they'll never hear anything but the party line. That's their, you know, that's the goose stepping Jonestown thing. They honestly, I'll line up over here for your cup of Kool-Aid. Womp, womp, womp. So the Post is now having to pay other entities on the Internet to publish their stories that are We Hate Trump stories. The paper is still full of them, but they're all We love Kamala. Isn't Kamala, oh, she's so intelligent, stories. And then Trump said, and then they give a half sentence. What was he said? Oh, he's going to protect women, whether they want to be protected or not, or something like that. And, of course, it's a fragment of a sentence, but never mind that. They've got stories today that where they use just a fraction of his sentence and try to demonize the fraction of the sentence. It's the old trick that they pull. I've been talking about for years. They take what you've said, they change it till it's not what you said, and then they attack you for what you didn't say. That's our news media. Filthy, rotten, stinking news media. Amazing stuff. Corrupting our they've been corrupting our elections for generations now. And they assume that they can keep doing that because you know how they are. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. Man, oh, Manischewitz. Trump says war hawk Liz Cheney should be fired upon in escalation of violent rhetoric against his opponents. That's a CNN headline. But what did Donald Trump really say? What did he actually say? This is the only words they put in quotation marks are the words war hawk, right? And all the Democrats are warmongering military-industrial complex, trillions of dollars for the war effort, and they all fly private and live in mansions in the mountains in Colorado and things. But never mind that. And great stuff. J.D. Vance did an interview with Joe Rogan. For 3 hours, Kamala Harris couldn't do that if she were being held hostage by Hamas, which would be kind of fun. J.D. Vance on Joe Rogan interview predicts that Trump will win, and this has got them really angry, the Democrats, too. Trump will win the normal gay guy vote. The normal gay guy vote. And that has the Democrats, that has their panties in a wedge again, because I think they enjoy having their panties in a wedge, let's be honest. But the normal gay guy vote, and I believe that to be true. Every gay guy that I know is voting for Trump. That's because they're the normal gay guys. And there's a great producer at this radio station, wonderful guy. He's a gay guy, and he's voting for Trump. He flies the Trump flag on his boat on the Potomac River and counts the Democrats that flip him off for laughs, and he laughs and waves back at them, and it's hilarious. I got a great friend, gay friend in Pennsylvania. He's voting for Trump. Every normal gay guy, and that's what J.D. Vance said. He said he's going to win, quote, the normal gay guy vote. Right, and that has the left just spun up like nobody's business. But the J.D. Vance interview with Joe Rogan was epic. It was wonderful. It was great. Couldn't be more relaxed, more casual, more fun. It's normal people talking to each other about the things going on in the world and in our country today. Remember normal. Please try to remember normal because it will be missed when it's gone forever. And the Democrats are working on that. Yeah, Mark Cuban, spokesman for Kamala Harris and the Democrats. Just the headline from the left-wing radicals at Politico just a few days ago. Mark Cuban shows Democrats what they've been missing. Because he's so great. He's such a great spokesman. And he comes out and says that all women are stupid and ignorant and you shouldn't hire them. Oh, wait, just Republican women and Trump women. But amazing stuff. Then strong, intelligent Republican women torch Kamala Harris supporter Mark Cuban for dismissive comments on The View from his private jet. Just amazing hypocrites. They couldn't be bigger hypocrites. And Mark Cuban rushed out to try to clarify, like Joe Biden clarifying the garbage thing. By the way, anybody remember a band called Garbage? There's a band called, and it's kind of a fun band. They had some fun songs, am I right? They had some good songs, right? Jasmine's nodding. She knows. Had some fun songs, Garbage. And maybe Joe Biden should invite him to the White House. That might be a good idea. Yeah, but Kamala's got, she's got Cardi B now. And Glorilla. Glorilla is coming out for, they got all the good celebrities, don't they? Amazing stuff. Yes, sir. And what would George Orwell say today? We are at 888-630-9629. And 9629, and what would Chuck Schumer say about anti-Semitism? Amazing stuff. What about a transgender, a man, applying for a job at Hooters as a Hooters girl? That's a Democrat story to beat the band. 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
You've You've heard a lot about saving unborn babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. Let me be honest with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, one of the nation's leaders in showing mothers with unplanned pregnancies their babies. And once mom hears the heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she could be twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. If we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is entirely dependent on us. Preborn has already rescued over 280,000 unborn babies. They help provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28. $140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Just call #250 on your cell and use the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/plant. That's preborn.com/plant.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 16 months. We had no hope until St. Jude rescued us. He's alive because of what St. Jude has done. He's here because of the doctors who came before, their blood, their sweat, their tears, the knowledge accumulated and shared, you know, with everyone else around the world. This is how we help kids beat cancer all over.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
I've got news on everything today. I got news on jaywalking. I've got Halloween news and trick-or-treat news. But first, let's go to the telephones and talk to the normal people. Let's go to Marty, calling from the great state of Wisconsin. Marty, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Marty.
You're always talking about how ironic the Democrats are. Isn't it ironic that Mark Cuban is saying Donald Trump doesn't hang around smart, intelligent, strong women? Who's he hanging out with when he's saying this? He's hanging out with the most unintelligent, dumbest women on the planet, on The View. Are you kidding me?
It is another example of no sense of irony, isn't it?
That's what you say. That's it. No sense of irony. Yeah.
And they prove it every day. And I'm always saying this to Michael Piercy, and I'm saying it to my best girl. I was like, I know they have no sense of irony, but do they have to prove it every day? And they really do. They prove everything I've been saying about them for years. They prove it every day. They're just, these people are mental. They shouldn't be allowed to vote, much less govern, for the love of God. There should be some kind of an IQ test or a citizenship test before you're treated like a normal citizen of the United States of America. They've got a Chinese guy voting in Michigan, and they're like, oh, yeah, but we're still going to count his vote. We know it's illegal, but we're going to count it anyway. And they got, a half dozen illegal voters over here. And, oh, yeah, we're going to count those. And in Washington, D.C., you don't have to be a citizen to vote because Democrats are in charge. And, you know, one of the things I'm looking forward to, Marty, on Tuesday is in Washington, D.C., you know, it's election day here, too. And city council members are going to be reelected, probably all of them, including Trayon White, who thinks that the Jews make it snow in the wintertime and that the Rothschild family is going to take over cities because of, you know, their control of the weather. And all of this is considered to be perfectly normal in the United States of America in 2024 because of the left and their information dominance. Where do you hear all this stuff I have coming up today, Marty?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Owners
Realtors, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Jazz Big Band Ensemble and Jazz Combo will be holding their fall concert on November 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. The performance will be directed by Zach Gifford. $7 general admission, $5 seniors and students, $10 at the door. For more information, please visit shastacollege.edu/arts-events or call the theater box office at 530-242-7573.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Aggravated assaults were up, illegal alien crime was up, but the government statistics they put out are very often a lie, because it's the Soviet Union, you know, that we're living in now. Just amazing stuff. You know, it's the old Elena Gorakova. The rules are simple. They lie to us. We know they're lying to us. They know we know they're lying to us, but they keep lying to us and we keep pretending to believe them. Soviet author Elena Gorakova, in her book, A Mountain of Crumbs, talking about the Soviet Union. And the left is here now, and they are more Soviet than they are John F. Kennedy, that's for sure. They're more Soviet than they are Bill Clinton, although they're still sexual predators, most of them, but never mind that. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics said that the U.S. economy added 12,000 jobs in October. Look for that to be revised downward later on. Friday's report is the last significant piece of economic data before Election Day in the U.S. That's what CNN is reporting, in case you're wondering what country we're talking about. The report was expected to be unusually volatile. How is a jobs report unusually volatile? With two major hurricanes and a large number of striking workers, that's another Soviet word. We used to call people employees, but now we're all workers. Having a negative impact on the data. The economy remains the top issue for the majority of voters, and Republicans could seize on the low headline number. Why would they immediately turn to Republicans could seize on the low headline number? While the more favorable data could benefit Vice President Kamala Harris. This is what CNN, these are their bullet points on the top of the story. They're not in the news business. They're not journalists. It's just amazing. So, and left-wing Axios, job growth flatlines. That means that's what happens in the intensive care unit when somebody's dying. Unemployment stable. They try to put a positive nugget in there. Final pre-election reading. Just amazing. Wah, wah, wah. And the New York Fake Times. Final U.S. jobs report before election shows stalled growth. Stalled growth. That's not what the Democrats wanted to hear, and that means that's what not what the news media wanted to hear, so they've got to spin it. Now, speaking of the Democrats and all their nuttiness, I don't know about where you live, but in Washington, D.C., a lot of people walk in traffic. A lot of people just walk out into the street like zombies. It's like the zombie apocalypse. But people would just walk out in front of you. In the middle of the block, traffic, it could be a six-lane road like Wisconsin Avenue, a block from where we are now. And people will just walk out real slow. They can be looking at their phones. They can just be spacing out. They can be listening to music with earbuds. And they'll just walk into traffic. People all over the city just walk into traffic all the time. You got to look out for them or run them over. That's your choice. Pretty amazing stuff. And now New York has come up with a solution. And New York, this happens in New York all over the place, too. And in New York, they've come up with a solution for all this. They've got a fix. They've got a great idea. And that is that they're going to make jaywalking. We call it jaywalking because, you know, you kind of do a J shape when you're walking through an intersection. You get the walk sign to walk from, you know, this side of the street to that side of the street. Then you just keep walking into traffic on the other side. Call it J. People get run over. People get killed. And a lot of people from third world countries walk into traffic. And a lot of people, Democrats, they're all Democrats, walk into traffic that are Native Americans too. So here is the story from The Guardian which is not even an American newspaper. And the headline is, I'm walking here, right? That's, you know, it's an old thing from Midnight Cowboy and an old movie from long ago.
They gotta have some kind of middleman.
Retro Rizzo.
Earl Daniel comes in, you know what I mean?
Hey! I'm walking here!
I'm walking here! I almost got run over, and the guy's honking and stuff. And Ratso Rizzo, he's walking in Trevin. He's a junkie, and he's, you know, he's about to die and everything. But never mind that. The headline is, I'm walking here, jaywalking legalized in New York City. That ought to make things better. That should make traffic flow better. That should make everybody happier. That'll mean fewer horns and fewer ambulances showing up to get the people run over by buses and things. New law letting people cross the street outside of a crosswalk ends racial disparities in enforcement, council members say. There are racial disparities. The Associated Press actually wrote the story, and this is pretty amazing. Jaywalking, right, the time-honored practice of crossing the street outside of the crosswalk or against the traffic light, is now legal in New York City. Legislation passed by the city council last month officially became law over the weekend after the city's mayor, Eric Adams, isn't he under indictment for bribery and stuff? Oh, yes, he is. But that's only because he angered the Biden administration by talking about all the illegal aliens they've dumped in New York City and the tens, hundreds of millions it's costing them. But never mind that. Eric Adams declined to take action either by signing or vetoing it after 30 days, therefore it became law automatically. Councilmember Mercedes Narcisse, a Brooklyn Democrat who sponsored the legislation, said that the new law ends racial disparities in enforcement. Maybe there are racial disparities in jaywalking. You ever think of that? Kind of like in murder, you know. Noting that more than 90% of the jaywalking tickets issued last year went to black or Latino people. Well, were 90% of the people jaywalking black or Latino people? Because I think that would be an important consideration when you're looking at that. But that ought to make things better. Now that they got all these illegal aliens, you got to make what is illegal legal, right? Make pot legal. Make prostitution legal. Make jaywalking legal. They should make fentanyl and cocaine legal, and then everything will be better.
You're a prostitute.
Yes, as it turns out, yes, there are a great many. Democrats, they want to unionize and legalize. They call them sex workers now. And that's, there's that workers thing again. That's that Soviet lexicon that the left is using. Just amazing stuff. The new law permits pedestrians to cross a roadway at any point, including outside of a crosswalk. It also allows for crossing against traffic signals and specifically states that doing so is no longer a violation of the city's administrative code. All right, well, there you go. That's, they should make shooting people legal, and then the Democrats will never get in trouble. That's pretty good stuff. Smoking dope and doing coke and being prostitutes. Oh, yeah, shoplifting is legal, up to $950. And go in with 10 of your friends, and you can shoplift here for $950. Take the stuff to your limousine, then go to the store next door. You know, go to Louis Vuitton over here. That's why they call it Louis Vuitton now. And you steal $950 worth of stuff and leave, and that's legal. Then go to Lululemon. Go to Lululemon, steal $950 worth of stuff, and that's legal, right? Go to a gas station, steal everything they have on their shelves, and that's legal. Go to the bodega run by the, you know, the little immigrant guy, steal everything he's got. As long as it's not over $950, that's legal. Because the Democrats are, this is how they ask for your vote. Isn't it amazing? Now, you may have noticed that yesterday was Halloween. And in my neighborhood in Washington, D.C., it's actually a great Halloween neighborhood. It's a great Halloween. A lot of the houses in our neighborhood really dress up to the hilt, to the nines, for Halloween and put the big, you know, the things in front of their house with big ghosts and skeletons and the, what do they call those things with the fan on the bottom that blow up like the socks? And, sky dancers. And they got all those things and scary spider webs and scary music. And my neighborhood is great. People come to my neighborhood from around the city for trick or treating with their kids. And it's very nice. But not every place is the same. And there are a lot of Democrats out there. And They're not nice. They're not nice people. They're not good people. But the friend of mine who's in law enforcement, he's in law enforcement in Pennsylvania, and he's got a son, as a lot of people do. And his son was out trick-or-treating with his friends last night. And his son and his friends dressed as Donald Trump and Secret Service agents, right? They dressed as Donald Trump, and one of the kids dressed as Donald Trump, and then his friends dressed as Secret Service agents, and they're going trick-or-treating. And there was an angry woman, a crazy woman, who's a Democrat. She's a Democrat. You can tell by her house and her attire and her hygiene, always signs. And the lady refused to give them candy because it was Donald Trump and Secret Service agents and the humorless old bat. Was she dressed as a bat? She should have been dressed as a bat, as a Wuhan bat. She should be dressed as a bat from communist China, from Wuhan. Yeah, and the mean lady wouldn't give the kids any candy because they're dressed as Donald Trump and Secret Service agents. Maybe the Donald Trump character should have put blood on his ear. Then maybe she'd like it better. And this is in Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump was shot through the ear by a Democrat suicide attacker. Oh, yeah, I forgot, another suicide attacker. That's another suicide attacker. Because the Democrats, they're not good people. They're not good neighbors. They're not good citizens. They're not good voters. They're just not good, are they? They're jaywalkers. They're dope smokers. They're prostitutes. And they're customers of prostitutes, too. Womp, womp, womp. I got to tell you. And they're transgender people that look for jobs at Hooters because the Democrats are really making everything better, aren't they? Extraordinary. Now, here's a story. The Daily Mail has the story out of the United Kingdom, but the Washington Post does not. And it's kind of an amazing, story. Trans woman, that means man, sues Hooters. Got some sleazy Democrat lawyer. They're suing Hooters, the Hooters, their restaurants, delicious food at a fair price. And trans woman sues Hooters, meaning man sues Hooters, after they, quote, refuse to hire her, end quote. They refuse to hire her. But it's a he, and you can tell by looking at him. So suing a transgender woman, meaning a man, is suing a Hooters franchise for discrimination after they, because that's a pronoun now, allegedly refused to hire her, meaning him, based on, quote, her image, meaning his image. Brandy Livingston, not the birth name, has been a regular at the restaurant, famed for its scantily clad waitresses, on Wolf Road in Colony, a suburb of Albany, New York. With career aspirations of working at the chain, aim high, Brandy, aim high. Livingston applied three times for listings, but she was unsuccessful, meaning he was unsuccessful, according to her, meaning him. And speaking with News 10 there in Albany, said that she, meaning he, was not respected as a woman because he's a man at the establishment, alleging the workers actively discriminated against her, meaning him. Turns out that he hung out there for a long time when he was a he before he became a she in the eyes of Democrats, and that he would harass the women who are working at the Hooters and say ridiculous things to the women, and then he became a she and applied for a job at Hooters, and they said, I don't think we're going to hire you because, we've got an image here, and you're not exactly that image. Also, the Hooters people say that she, when she was a he, threatened to go to a gun range for practice for the next time you come to the restaurant. All right? So that's why he wasn't hired, but now he's got a Democrat lawyer, and he's suing Hooters because Hooters wouldn't hire her. I feel like sending a gift package to a Hooters somewhere. Wah, wah, wah. He denies saying that, but the waitresses there say, oh, no, yeah, talking about going to the gun range and then coming back for the next time you, talking to the waitresses, come to the restaurant. So creepy boy wants a job at Hooters. This is what Democrats have done to everything.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What? I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
America's strength isn't just built, it's worn. For those who put in the hours to get things done, G-Defy shoes are made right for you. With patented VersaShock technology, G-Defy doesn't just talk comfort, they engineer it. With every step you take, G-Defy shoes help absorb harmful shock and provide you with trampoline-like energy return. Now, G-Defy sent me a pair of their excellent shoes, and they sent a pair for my best girl, too. And we've hiked all over the city in them, and everything they say about them is 100% true. I'm not going to fib. They really are great shoes. You hike all over the city, you stand all day, and your feet feel great. Designed for hard workers, parents, and those who stand tall no matter what. Go to G-Defy.com and use the code Chris for $20 off orders over $100. That's code Chris for $20 off over $100. Because even champions need to rest. Go to G-Defy.com today.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold, performance maker. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
I've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. J.D. Vance with Joe Rogan. Republicans winning the normal gay guy vote has got the Democrats having a hissy once again. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Matt calling from Stafford, Virginia. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Just great, Matt. What do you know?
So I'm in a situation that I never thought I'd be in. My wife worked for this huge company, worked there 21 years. She just lost her job this morning.
Wow.
And the bigger part of this is she got laid off because she was a rep for a company out of Pennsylvania, which was union run. Okay, this manufacturing company was the largest employer of an entire town. And for the last few years that, you know, she'd tell me about her work. They're messing up stuff at the factory. They're manufacturing junk, and there's really nothing you can do because of the unions. And I know unions seem to love Democrats, or the Democrats love unions. I'm not sure why, but this plant got shut down. This whole town is going to be unemployed. And I don't understand the point of a union. We live in Virginia. We're a non-union state.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on the way the unions ran this company or allowed this factory to run, they're putting a whole town out of business right before an election. And it makes me wonder, you know, where's it going to, what are people going to do when a whole town goes out of business?
Yeah. And, you're right.
And help them.
The election in 4 days, and that's what the media tells you. It's a key swing state. You have to win Pennsylvania. So the news media is going to bury this story, too, and I sense that you don't want to tell me the name of the company or the town, and that's fine. But the reason the Democrats and the unions are in bed together is because of money and power. Money, power, and corruption. It's the union leadership. It's not the rank-and-file union members.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.